The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch or a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Veda Scott, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
Jitties! God damn! Woo!
Episode 360. I guess you could say we've come full circle. Am I right, Kevin?
Oh, man, that's awful.
Welcome to the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
It's Shining Wizards Tony.
Shining Wizards Kevin.
Matt.
Oh, that's Matt.
Good. What's going on, boys?
Oh, you know, weather, shit.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's right.
It wasn't that bad this morning, actually.
Dude, how do I have more snow on the streets than you do right now?
Because you live in the mean streets of West Orange.
That's a good point.
You know, and we had rain here most of the day today anyway.
What was that last snowstorm? How bad was it for you?
We got about 8 inches, 8 or 9 inches.
But it's all gone. I've never seen anything like it in North Arlington.
Yeah, it's gone here. We went up to Pine Brook. What was that?
Saturday night, Kevin made 8 inches disappear.
That's right. I have an 8-inch penis, and I made it disappear in a pussy. That's how you recover from that.
Then he's a fag.
Then you woke up.
Woo! Oh, hey, gay jokes. Here we go.
That's a hot open.
You went to Pine Brook?
Yeah, because my kid had one of those parties to go to with the trampolines. Dude, okay. Pine Brook had a lot of fucking snow, dude.
Yeah, I got 2 feet of snow. In Parsippany.
In your ass?
Mm-hmm. No. Kevin didn't use his fucking snowblower.
I didn't.
Yes, I heard that story. Why would you have that sort of equipment?
Old school. I'm old school. Vintage.
Vintage.
I like to feel like a man every once in a while.
You know, you could feel like just as much of a man pushing around a manly snow thrower.
Now, the truth is I'm too weak to handle it.
Really?
It's fucking huge.
You know when you pull the lever, you put it into gear, it's like any other vehicle. When you pull the trigger, it goes. You don't really have to push it.
Has a mind of its own.
For real?
Yeah. My dad knows how to do it. I can't do it.
Wow.
That's what we're dealing with here, Tony.
Oof. That's it.
No wonder
that's
you're it, sitting guys. At the bar tonight.
34 years old, people.
Drinking his sorrows away.
Not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Fucking quiz!
Jesus.
What?
Jesus!
There he is.
There's Jesus. So what'd you do? Did you have a snow day there, Tony?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Didn't want to, but I was kind of stuck in the house. Okay. I put my iPads up for sale on eBay.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you go to Jay Scumbani, there's still about 24 hours left. You want to get a decent iPad.
Nope.
What's the latest bid? What's the highest bid right now?
Zero.
Ah,
need
man.
Some bids.
You're a businessman.
If you get a winning bid, I'll call you personally.
Yeah, set that up.
Yeah, just forget to leave your phone number.
Or forget to put a spot for them to put their phone number.
Fuck them.
Kevin,
that's PayPal's problem, not mine.
How was your snow day?
Uneventful. Fucking nope. Didn't lose power, which was awesome.
All Yay! Right.
So
Matthew, how was your snow day?
There it is.
Do you really want
to
know?
This is what I was getting to, Kevin. I know you had a bland day too, so I want to hear.
That's right.
I want to hear Matt's trials and tribulations.
So when we woke up in Parsippany, New Jersey, Wednesday, there was very minimal snow on the ground.
Did you see Gino drive into his training facility?
I did not see that shitty ring bitch driving anywhere. So work was on. So I had to go to Jersey City.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, drove to Jersey City.
And this was on Wednesday?
This was Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Drove to Jersey City.
Well, Wednesday in the morning,
Wasn't bad. Everyone there was like noon. And where we are, we're right on the water. Ooh. We're inside.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask
you. But I could see the city.
Yeah, yeah.
At noon, I couldn't see the city.
Really?
It like a fucking flick of a switch, man.
Yeah.
It went from doing nothing to snow, wind, couldn't see shit, whatever. We wrap up at 2 o'clock. It's time to go.
Oh God, you had to stay till 2?
So we drive back to Summit. It takes about 40 minutes. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
But
I drop off the boss at Summit. Summit to Parsippany is a 20-minute ride. If there's traffic, 25.
Wait, can we play guess how long it took Matt?
Well, Kevin already knows.
I already know.
Oh, fuck.
So you can play.
So it's normally a 20-25 minute drive?
Yes.
I say 3 hours.
Correct.
Holy cow, really?
It took me 3.
Dude, I would have hung myself.
I found out a couple things about myself.
All right.
I can't pee in a bottle in my car when I'm sitting in the driver's seat. Wasn't happening. Belt was unbuckled, pants were down, dick was out.
All right.
Just the position I was in. I even put the seat all the way back, the car in park.
I was going to ask if you put the car in park.
I had to get out of the car several times to get the snow out from under my windshield wipers.
Oh, God.
Black people can't drive in the snow.
All right.
That's a fact. No inappropriate bell. Because you were driving so slow enough to see the cars on the side of the road that were stuck.
Oh, you didn't get on 280, did you?
No, I was on 24.
Oh,
280 was awful.
A fucking nightmare. And every car on the side of the road, and I'm not being racist and I'm not trying to be funny, there was a black woman behind every fucking car. And my biggest concern driving was the other retards.
Yeah.
Just because you have an SUV does not mean you can tackle snow that's falling 3 inches an hour.
Isn't that the greatest thing in the world, though? People think just because they have like an elevated vehicle, you can't even call them trucks because practically everything that looks like a truck they think is just a truck now.
So
like, these people in elevated vehicles think they can go through anything.
It takes me forever. I get about a mile away from the apartment. Right?
Oh, boy. So you're already like, you're close to home. I'm feeling it.
I'm like, I just want to go. I just want to be
now
home.
How long have you been in the vehicle? How far into the 3 hours?
I'm like a mile from home. So it's been like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay. So it's only another 15 minutes.
So this is like the last.
I thought he was going to say it was an hour and a half and it took him another hour and a half to get that last mile.
No, because I was listening to the What Happened When, the Tony Schiavone podcast. Happened? I was catching up. So nice. So that kind of helped. And at that point, there's just nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Like, people are stuck. People have to be cautious going around them. So I'm just there. So I can't be mad at that.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You said you couldn't pee in a bottle. Were you ever close to just letting it go in your pants?
No. Once
I wish I had let it go on the soundboard.
Once I had come to terms with the fact that I couldn't pee in the bottle, I just ate it. It was like, well, we just got to wait till...
That's a weird alternative.
I just got to wait till I get home.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That was the one.
So I get about a mile from the apartment. And I stop at a traffic light.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there.
Oh, no.
And a fucking branch of a tree falls off, hits the fucking power lines. The transformer explodes and the fucking wires fall on my car.
Oh, no.
I go, fuck this, and I just drive.
You know, somebody got killed.
In Franklin Lakes, they drove over a live wire.
Because I'm alive. Live wire. Do we have that? Can we get a little
mic going? Yeah. So
Holy shit.
You drove over Todd Pettengill.
You can't be serious, XM. I was listening to that shit when he started his own show, the Todd Show.
On Sirius XM?
No, he was making fun of like all like the different formats, like Spotify and this and that. Nice. A little crew to fucking wake you up. That's for you, Snowy.
Oh, God.
So at that point, don't even get me started because fucking Nickelback over here last week.
Nickelback.
This motherfucker.
Hey, remind me.
Look at this photograph.
So I fucking I just went through whatever light was supposed to be there. Then I get to my apartment complex. They haven't plowed. I had to dig out a fucking parking spot for
myself. You didn't go ass over teakettle again like you did last week with the laundry.
No. Okay. I did almost after cleaning snow off my car, trying to get back into my car, I almost did a full fucking split, though. Because the shoes I wear to work, they're my work shoes, but they're like fucking sneakers, but I wear them every fucking day.
So there's nothing on.
There's no sole at all. And that was my snow day, and I was home for an hour before the power went out.
Oh, it sucks. How long was the power out?
About 3 hours. It wasn't terrible.
That's not bad.
You stole somebody's Wi-Fi, right?
There was cable Wi-Fi, so I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that'll pretty much get you on whatever system you have.
Yeah, it wasn't locked, so we put some Netflix.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, it is.
So if I see Xfinity, right?
If you have Xfinity, you just put in your name and password, you're good to go.
Oh.
Not your router name and password, whatever your Xfinity shit is.
Like the email and password.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's your email and password?
Yeah, Kevin, tell us.
All right. Let's get over here.
Abu.
No.
Just an excuse for Kevin to look at his phone.
I'm being good, man. I'm being fucking good.
Who are the Devils playing tonight?
They're not. They play tomorrow.
Oh.
Vegas, Golden Knights.
So Kevin is in the...
Wait. Golden Knights?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a team?
The Vegas Golden Knights. Their first year. They're awesome.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Better than the Devils?
Probably.
The Devils started so strong this season. What happened?
Devils are still in a playoff spot.
But the Golden Nuggets are doing all right?
The Golden Knights are an expansion team who have broken the record set by the Nashville Predators for most wins by an expansion team in the history of the NHL.
Why?
They're in the top three spot in the West.
How did they get the name Golden Knights?
I think it's a Vegas thing.
It wasn't like somebody used to be from Rutgers and they wanted to incorporate.
Those
are
the Scarlet Knights. Those are the Scarlet Knights.
Yeah, but I figure because it's Vegas, like everything in Vegas is gold.
No.
Really? Are you giving me horns now?
This is the Vegas Golden Knights goal horn.
Is that what that is?
Oh, man. I haven't even heard this.
Well, because you're not watching the game.
It's not on. There's no game to watch.
Is this my fucking Fallout Boy? What is this?
Ah. Like me some Fallout Boy. That's their goal song?
This sounds pretty awful.
This is what it said. Yeah, this is fucking awful.
That's pretty bad. All right.
All right there. That's our NHL talk for the week.
Shit. For the week. For the fucking year.
No, not when the playoffs start, boys.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, not when the playoffs start. Right in the middle of fucking...
WrestleMania season.
So Kevin will be... Well, I was at the bar. Did you see Raw last night? I was at the bar. The basketball championship game was on, and the playoffs in Raw. So, kind of, sort of watched it.
Kind of, sort of. It's better than not at all.
It's fucking one hand is fucking six Go, pounds of shit. The other is six pounds, of,
six pounds. Six pounds. All right, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Stutter Mash. Welcome back.
You watched Raw last night, Kev?
Me? Some of it.
Kev. How many Kevs are here? Jesus.
Well, I thought we already discussed that. I thought you were going to Tony, but just mentioned my name by mistake.
No, we mentioned it prior to the show.
We literally just mentioned it 2 seconds ago.
No,
I was at the bar. I watched a little. Didn't watch all of it. And I said, it's better than not at all. And you said pans of shit and something else.
Is that what you said?
Pounds.
And you said pounds.
I'm not even watching. No, you said pans.
You did say pans.
I think I said six
pounds of shit and then six
pounds
pans.
Of shit and then six pans.
I watched enough. I got the gist and I read the results.
Oh God, we do a wrestling.
Wait.
Did you watch Monday Night Raw?
Don't rely on Kevin because I watched Fastlane.
I watched Fastlane.
I watched Impact.
Correct.
Except for the main event. Ding. I got busy at work. I had to put it away.
You were at work that late?
Today. No, I watched it today. Okay. And I watched all of Raw.
No, what?
That's right, bitch.
My man.
Ready to go.
Wow, I am impressed. No 205 Live or NXT, though.
We're talking about wrestling. We're not talking 205
Live is good, man.
205 Live has gotten good.
I know. You got to see these two idiots' eyebrows fucking peek at the same time, like a dog hearing a whistle at a fucking pet show.
See, I watched 205 Live.
All right, well, good
and
for
And I was
you.
At WrestlePro on Friday.
I know. Drew Gulak's in the final two yet or what?
No, we're down to the final four.
I know, but he's in the final four.
He is. It's Gulak, Roderick Strong, Mustafa
Ali. But Gulak's
Ali,
match is going to be
Cedric
next week. Not
one,
this week, next
one
week,
one match
right?
is tonight, yes.
Yeah.
Cedric and Roddy
he's
is tonight.
He's got to be in the final, dude. I want Drew to have a fucking WrestleMania match.
He will.
I hope they don't put it on
wait,
the fucking
he's against
show.
Mustafa Ali, right? Ooh, that could be tough.
Yes. But you're not going to put Cedric against Mustafa.
No, it doesn't make sense.
You put Cedric versus Roddy.
Piper?
Yeah, but Roddy's teetering on that heel.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're right. He did.
His heel tactics from a couple weeks
ago.
Yeah,
Roddy's a dick, and they owe Drew Gulak for sticking him with that fucking alleged rapist, so... That's what I say.
Really?
Hatsu. That's what
well,
I say.
Drew Gulak did defeat.
Defeat. Veda Scott opened
Mark,
the show today.
Mark Andrews.
Fucking Veda Scott. Is she still working professional wrestling?
You know, that's Gino Gotz. Doesn't he know? I don't know.
No, I think he's more of a Mia Yim guy.
Yeah, what do you hear? What do you say? Casey Gatal? Casey Gatal. Every fucking 5 minutes, Casey Gatal out of his little fucking mouth.
It's between that and him reminding us that he doesn't work for WrestlePro anymore.
I don't right? work for WrestlePro. Casey Gatal.
What do you hear? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say?
What's worse?
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
Gino Gotz.
I know exactly where he's going.
Oh, no.
Casey Gatal, what do you know? What do you say?
Do you
I don't
say?
Work for WrestlePro. Or Phil Rea going, I fell on the fucking ice. I missed my bus. I missed my boat. I missed my train. Poor fucking guy has the worst luck ever.
He's been dying, crying to move out of Staten Island for got to be 5 or 6 years
Holy
now.
Shit. I feel so bad. But at the same time, when he posted that he fucking fell on the ice the other day,
laugh.
I wanted to just fucking... Post like
you think he made an ice angel when he
holy
fell?
Holy shit! He probably looked like a fucking snowman rolling down a hill. I'll get a tweet like fuck. I know he's having a bad day, and I don't mean to fucking pick on him.
No,
man.
Phil loves this shit, dude. He loves hearing us talk.
I feel so bad every fucking day.
Oh man, what do you hear? What do you say? Let's talk about some Raw today.
Who else is on our fucking Shining Wizards Network?
We've got the inconclusive breakdown guys, of course.
What
got,
do they do? What do they sound like? You got an impression?
Oh, they're great.
Over there?
Oh yeah, you want to hear? You want to hear what they sound
yeah.
like?
Yeah,
nigga. Oh. Wow, that is from that show.
That's from that show. That's
that
Vince.
That sounds pretty conclusive to me.
Yes,
that's a pretty conclusive breakdown.
But everything else is pretty inconclusive. Let's see, who else we got? Sean Donovan, Genuine Taste
yeah.
of Wrestling.
What's that like?
It's pretty interesting. He hasn't done a show in a couple weeks, so I wonder what's happening there. But he does a pretty much just a one-on-one conversation with somebody in wrestling. No, it's actually very interesting.
No, what? I mean, if he hasn't done a show in a couple weeks.
No, well, fair enough.
What's his schedule every week or every other week?
Every other week.
All right.
But it's...
What's sports guy Dave Destruction up to?
Dave Destruction hasn't had an episode in a couple weeks either. Give him the buzzer.
Hmm.
Gino put out an episode last week. Everybody else is on the ball. Nigel's still putting out episodes.
Yes.
Good night, mate.
I feel bad for him, dude. I think he's ready to cash
right.
it in.
So me and Kevin had this conversation last week.
Oh,
I think
we
had it going to Ring of Honor.
Uh-huh.
And I am a terrible person for not listening to his podcast.
I don't know if it'd be your cup of tea though. It's not a wrestling podcast.
I know it's not
all.
A wrestling. I don't just listen to wrestling. I'm
no,
not.
I understand.
Fucking...
Like he interviewed who is it? Les Thatcher, the guy
okay.
that trained for.
Ooh, nice.
That's great. I don't yeah. care about that.
No,
I want to know about the Asian chick that's pregnant. Is that like he met her on like a sperm bank and he was like, hey, let me just
yeah.
in a cup and then you pour it in you.
See, real quick, Nigel was married previously. And yeah. it was a terrible marriage. He got divorced within a year. It was when he was young. So he's not really into like exclusivity anymore. You could do this. I don't give a fuck. You
no,
want
I
want to
know. I
want to know the story.
So he's conflicted. Like he says he's polyamorous. Like he's like he wants to be part of the scene where he has like multiple partners and multiple friends and this and that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like he really seals the deal all that much. Yeah. So he was actually looking for a parenting partnership, which he went into quite a bit. And he met this woman that he calls Ari. I don't think that's her real name.
The Asian girl.
I guess, yes.
He's put pictures on the Facebook.
Okay, I haven't been scoping them on the Facebook, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
I haven't been scoping it either. Just came up.
And they're having a baby together, but I don't think she's into the whole, like, I think she thinks that Nigel was going to be, like, around and not, like, fool around and, like, they were going to be serious together. See, Nigel keeps pushing.
So Nigel wants, like, the Gene Simmons marriage.
Kind of, yes. But the weird thing is, like, Nigel keeps saying this stuff, but I don't really see him acting on it. Like, he doesn't talk about acting on it, and he's in a weird spot right now.
So what you're saying is
he's kind of conflicted, but now this woman is having his kid.
So you're saying that they planned the parenthood?
Yes.
Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
All right.
Can we get a boo for that?
That was good. That was gold.
It wasn't bad.
Gold.
It was a golden night.
This is from the same guy who said Mean Girls was a great movie last week.
You know what?
Fantastic
the
movie.
The show just opened yesterday in Manhattan.
What, there's a musical?
The previews, yes. If you're interested.
Look at that. They don't make musicals out of shitty movies, man.
Well, there's also a SpongeBob musical.
Do.
And
well, he was a TV show first.
There's also a Frozen musical opening. And
what, isn't Frozen a musical anyway?
No, Frozen was a movie.
Yeah,
all the Disney shows all have songs and shit. Yeah. What?
It's a musical movie,
dude,
though, right?
All Disney movies are musical movies.
I've never seen a musical, but aren't they all great usually? Isn't like Lion King awesome? Wasn't Aladdin
Lion
awesome?
King is
you've
awesome?
Never seen Lion King or Aladdin?
No, in the
musicals.
Lion King, amazing. Aladdin.
And what are the other ones? Don't every musical they put out, doesn't it usually
there
do
There were
well?
Other ones, but I think they all closed already. They're doing Frozen. Frozen's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
You fucking dill.
I can't. You gonna take your fucking kid? See Frozen?
No. What was the last show I took my kid to? I don't even remember.
Lion King.
Does it involve you taking the bicycle seat off of a bike and that's what he sits on if he goes to something
Why
like
would you say that about my
Frozen?
Son?
Because it's fucking gay.
Why would you say that about my son, though? Talk about me being gay. Don't talk about him.
Come on, fuck, I mean.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Tony.
Really? You're jumping on this bandwagon, too?
It felt right.
Kevin's like a self-hater.
That's right.
Pretty much. So, what other shows are on the Shining Wizards Network?
I have to deflect to other people, including 8-year-old kids.
Wow.
That kid's like 15 now.
That's a good point.
How's your kid?
He's going to be 10 soon.
God damn.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
God damn.
Woo!
So, what other shows are on the network?
The High Spots podcast?
High Spots. Those guys do a good job. They actually interviewed...
Porn stars.
No, Mia I think Yim. That's a, they that, interviewed Mia
yeah,
Yim
Yeah, I think that's
week.
A separate...
Yeah,
vehicle.
Talks with the Trendsetter, I think it's called.
Yes.
It's one of the two hosts. Yeah, they're the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Okay.
That's those guys. And, dude, they're all over the place. They go to, like, every show. It's crazy. They were out in Vegas at the AVNs or the AV...
the AVNs.
Yeah.
Adult Video...
Video something or others.
What's the N stand for?
Network.
Want me to hit a button?
No.
Adult... Video.
Now I feel bad because I know we're forgetting somebody. Of course, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
And fucking Snowy and Company.
I said.
And the hot chick.
Yes, the hot
What's
chick.
What's her name?
That's right.
She's got a website, loudandfierce.com.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Go to it.
It's a place where local bands in the Orlando area.
Adult video news is what the AVN is. So loud, it's fierce.
Yes, loudandfierce.com.
Hey, what is this?
Free plugs for Corrine.
That's a Corrine?
Yeah.
Corinne, you mean?
Corrine.
No, she's like from, where's she from, Canada?
No, she's from Orlando, dude.
Oh, all right.
Snowy's the only one from Canada,
hey,
as far as I know.
I'm from Canada.
Hey.
Hey, what's she just put a bunch of, what is this?
Is that a GeoCities website?
It looks like a fucking MBW website.
All of her pictures are, they're just like photo bucket. It's missing. Yeah.
That's her MySpace page, Matt.
What the fuck? Loud in your town. There's nothing. It's just a bunch of upcoming
shows.
It's
a work in progress. That's what it is, dude. It's a work in progress. Right, and it's supposed to be
anything in Jersey?
A listing for... No, not yet.
Georgia has a bar called the Drunken Unicorn.
That reminds me. Drive-By Bukkake.
Ooh, contact. Let's contact her.
Contact the Drunken Unicorn.
Name?
Drive-By Bukkake is going to be playing in Brooklyn, I think, next week.
Tony? Is that...
That's the Neckbreaker band.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to convince the wife to go, but she's afraid she might get moshed and hurt.
What day? What day?
I think it's a Saturday night, actually.
I love
in Brooklyn.
Your metal show.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Awesome website. Please keep me posted on when
you are naked.
There are some awesome
naked
metal shows.
This is my website. It has all the metal shows in Orlando. It is called Loud and Fierce. Corrine is very pretty.
Do you want me to write that?
Corrine's very pretty. Come on, dude.
We went from 205 live to this.
We're contacting loudandfiercemetal@gmail.com. Right. Name, Shining Wizards Tony. Email, wizardspodcast@gmail.com.
Why are you putting my name?
Website, shiningwizards.com.
Tony, you shouldn't send such emails.
I love your metal show and this awesome website. Please keep me posted on when there are some awesome metal shows in New Jersey. I think you are very pretty.
Yeah, there you go.
Submitted.
You're a dick.
There it is. That's just factual.
Wait, how Abu.
Enter your URL. What's our URL?
ShinyWizards.com, stupid.
Well, why is it? I did enter it.
Hmm.
Why isn't it?
This is
fun, dude. This is a lot of fun.
Shut your mouth.
Way to kill the show, dude.
No, we didn't kill anything.
Oh, yes, we did.
I love it.
Oh,
I can't enter the fucking... It says ShinyWizards.com is not a formidable URL, apparently.
Ah, blasphemy.
Fuck!
Get out of here.
Oh!
She put her website
loudandfierce.com.
Oh boy, look at the time. Hey, we haven't talked about wrestling yet.
Sexy heavy metal chick.
Jesus.
What? She is.
Yeah, where is she on the smitten scale? Is she above or below alpha female?
Come on, let's be serious. Right, she's never even spoken to me. She doesn't call the show.
You know,
she doesn't support the podcast.
Jazzy, by the way, is
Oh, look at this guy. First name basis now. Jazzy.
Yeah.
Well, the Jazzy Gay Bird. Whatever.
Gilbert.
No, it's not.
Gilbert?
It's not Stephen Gilbert.
You mean Colbert?
She's trying to. Yes, that too. She's trying to submit her MRI showing that she's A-OK to the WWE people to get back in the business.
All right. Thing,
well, hope kinda. She has better luck than Tony Schiavone submitting shit to the WWE.
Poor guy.
Poor fella.
He's so out of shape, dude.
Oh, God. Just fucking piggy. Just jump on the guy while he's down. Jesus.
He raised his money for his wedding. He's retiring. That's God. All.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Wasn't his wedding.
I don't see. I think grand scheme, it's an April Fool's joke.
Oh,
because a lot of people have been leaving MLW radio lately. What's his name? Our buddy Sean Mooney. He's going to a pay service.
Oh,
yeah, he's going to start charging. I think 99 cents a month for his episodes.
You can hear the same Hacksaw Jim Duggan story over and over again.
No, Hacksaw hasn't been on that show in like 6 months, dude.
Okay, I don't have
you asked.
I don't have fucking time like you to listen to all these shows.
Well, I don't know. You should expand your diversify your portfolio.
What?
Yes.
I fucking walk around with headphones in all day like all the rest of the fucking zombies
spread
out there.
Spread your wings.
My wings are spread.
Oh, I know. I could smell.
Don't worry.
Oof. Zip beats.
Fuck off.
All right, so we talking wrestling. What do you want to start
with? Yeah,
let's
talk about fucking Fastlane, baby. Did you hear Kevin's car sound last week?
Ning.
Yeah, good one.
That was it?
No, that wasn't it. That was the bad one. Do yours first, so then I can suck and prep.
Well, first and foremost, I was very winded from falling up the stairs.
That's true.
Boo! Well, it's true. It took me a while.
Jesus.
Very rare to someone fall up the stairs.
How come with Matt falling, I could actually picture that?
Falling up the stairs?
Yes.
I can do.
Because you've known me for like 20-something years.
Oh, God. Kill me.
Well, that's not bad. That was better than you did last week.
Yeah, right.
See, I do it with a little...
It's a chainsaw. I did that
you
last
did
week,
again,
too.
Huh?
Yeah. That's a go-to. We should just change it to chainsaw lane.
Chain lane.
Chain lane.
Fast chain.
Fast chain. Oh. There it is.
Oh, boy. Another shitty episode title. Oh, boy. Hold on, folks. Give yourself a time to get a beverage. Matt's got notes.
Fuck. Where's your shit, you unprepared?
Right here.
Yeah, notes you got notes too, you notes. Piece of shit.
Spend my day
hard on the notes.
You don't have notes.
I have them all up here in my head. Give me a match. Let's talk about it.
All right. Well,
spend my day working hard on the notes didn't really hit.
No.
I thought that was good.
No.
You want to start with the kickoff?
I didn't watch the kickoff.
All right, you didn't miss much.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They did this really weird like backstage thing with it was Mojo Rawley, Shelton Benjamin, and Chad Gable.
That's still a thing?
Mojo Rawley?
Yeah. Well, it gets check this out.
Didn't he win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal last year?
Oh, with the help of Gronk.
Well, he didn't. Gronk did, really.
Well, fuck Gronk.
So they confront Ty Dillinger, Tyler Breeze.
I'm already so fucking bored with what you're
just
saying.
Just fucking listen, asshat.
Yeah,
this
really.
Is why your wife doesn't like us coming here. Because you don't have any patience, and then I yell curse words. And
fucking
then I leave.
Chris!
And then she goes, Matt's a potty mouth. I don't want him in the house anymore.
Fuck it.
That's right.
Can I please explain, since you didn't watch the pre-show?
Yeah, all right, fine. 3 minutes already on the fucking pre-show.
I'm not. Oh, I'm gonna fucking throw something at you.
Well, we got our answer. What kind of mood he was in?
That's great. I love it. So they do this weird thing where Mojo confronts Ty Dillinger, Breeze, and Fandango, and tells them their joke. He tells them their jokes. They need to take themselves seriously.
Mo joke, Raleigh.
Yeah, so isn't that better than Kevin telling them a joke?
That's true.
Yes, that's a good point.
I'm playing AC this weekend, bitches.
Nice.
So they have a match where Dillinger ends up pinning Mojo Rawley after a super kick and a knee to the face. But the funny part was the fans were chanting, "You can't wrestle," at Mojo Rawley. And he yells, "Do you think I care about that?"
Now, do you think he meant, like, do I care that you think I can't wrestle?
He could. I mean, I don't even know why he responded, because he made himself look like a dildo.
That does. That is pretty bad. You can't say that. I mean,
you are a professional wrestler.
And I don't care that I can't wrestle.
I mean, I get it. It was the heat of the moment, but it was almost very, like, heelish of him.
Fuck,
like,
you didn't give me a chance. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you're the over there, Indian style, legs back.
Because I was falling asleep because you're talking about the pre-show.
What'd you think of Nakamura Rusev?
Not a bad match. I actually liked it. You did not?
No, I thought it was great.
It was a foregone conclusion that Rusev was losing, but
fair enough. But I think Rusev has big tits. Main event. No, big main
why
event.
Why is he with the black and white guy?
Aiden English?
Yeah.
He's been with him forever.
Or they're not together? Forever.
Yes. Not fuck, like in a fucking. Like,
so fucking. Where's Lana?
Not fucking. Oh, she's Jesus. On Mixed Max Challenge.
Yeah, the Mixed Max
with
Challenge.
With who?
Rusev.
So then why doesn't she come to the ring with him anymore?
Because they're fucking.
Because he's with Aiden English, and Aiden gives him the introduction, and he does the rap, and that's where Rusev
he's a good
came
singer,
from.
Actually. Aiden English. He's got a little melodic tone to him.
Thanks, Simon Cowell.
Well, you fucking spent 4 minutes on the fucking pre-show match. I'm giving you a little culture here.
Definitely didn't spend 4 minutes on it. I think Rusev has big potential for the SmackDown brand.
Yes.
Rusev as a main event. Awesome.
No, he does, but they don't give a fuck.
Can you just get past your bias hate of Rusev?
I wish that I didn't hate him, but I do.
He actually,
and it hasn't changed.
He actually looks more like a brute now
he looks
with
much
his
better.
Current look.
And he pulled a great match out of Nakamura.
No, the match was awesome. Don't get me wrong. I loved the match. I thought the match was fun as shit. I just don't like Rusev, and unless something changes, this Rusev day, whatever, that's over. I get it, but that's not enough to make a main eventer to have a catchphrase.
You need a catchphrase?
Rusev Day?
Yeah. You said, so I'm not saying he should be a main eventer because he has a catchphrase.
But that's the only thing that's over about him. Is
I think
Rusev
his in-ring
day.
Ability is awesome.
All right, yeah, he's
he
good.
Moves great for a big guy.
All right, explain to me why Zack Ryder is any different than Rusev at this point.
Oh, Tony going right for the jugular.
No, I want to know because if you really want to break it down, they're both talented, and Ryder's whole thing was woo, woo, woo.
I thought that was a unique character at the time.
Okay, and why is Rusev not unique? He's the Bulgarian
He's a
brute.
Fucking foreign guy. Every year there's another fucking foreign guy that comes in
okay,
and tries to get...
Kevin makes a good point because we also have Jinder My Balls over there too. Right?
I honestly don't... I mean, he had his moment. It's gone.
Well, he was at the pay-per-view. He's still hanging around.
Yeah, I know. But it's... The experiment, I think we can all agree, was probably a failure.
With who? With...
With Jinder.
Yeah, well... They had a plan to go somewhere with it, and they just never went anywhere with it. That was the whole thing.
Well, is that not a failure?
No, you're right. You're right.
Huh. I don't see how it's a failure.
I think his top run, I think, was a failure. I think he has a place. Don't get me wrong.
A failure based on what?
Well, because when they gave
it never,
him...
Never,
they,
it never
they didn't
got,
do anything
steam.
With him. Like, he just kind of sat there. Like, who were his big challenges?
Orton.
That was it.
And I guess maybe AJ?
He had, a couple matches with. Feud with AJ.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like he was just a step above The Miz when The Miz was world champion, where they really just kind of spun their wheels with him and really didn't do anything.
Now, I mean,
what more do you want to do with them?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not blaming him.
Yeah, but you put the world title on somebody, like, it's kind of like if Hillbilly Jim won the world title and then his, like, main event feud was against Moondog Spot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where do you go with that?
It speaks to a bigger picture of how SmackDown is run and how it's used. And listen, again, I'm not blaming Jinder Mahal, and all I can speak for is me. It just didn't hit with me.
And
just
they
like
also,
Rusev doesn't hit with me.
And they relied too much on the same.
That doesn't make it a failure if it didn't hit with you.
I don't think I'm the only one, though. I can only speak for me, but I don't think I'm the only one.
I get what you're saying, dude, but...
I saw a lot of Jinder Mahal t-shirts on people
when we went to... Oh, fair enough.
I mean, he was over, it or not.
I guess...
Maybe he didn't get the rocket strapped to his back, and maybe he didn't
No, he did, though. That's the thing, and it just didn't work, I don't think.
They really didn't give him... They didn't give him a hook. It's like it comes out of Rusev. He was just another foreign guy.
Well, when it comes out of nowhere like that did, that is the textbook definition of strapping the rocket to somebody's back. That's the textbook definition. When you go from a jobber to the world champion, it doesn't get much more strapping the rocket to him than that.
Well, I mean, look what they did to Santino Marella, the Milan Miracle. People went fucking ballistic for that moment.
Well, to be
fair,
then
what happened?
It wasn't Italy.
Another month. Well, I mean, that's perfect. That's perfect planning, if you ask
agreed,
me.
Agreed.
But what happened? A month later, he's already on his way to jobber.
Yeah, but he made that shit work.
Yeah, but they really didn't do anything more with him.
Yeah.
You don't think Jinder made that work?
I think he did the best that he could.
Jinder didn't bring anything fresh to the table. Like, he was just serviceable. I think that's the best word to use.
Yeah,
he
but
wasn't
I think
bad.
It, I think
and if, the, go ahead.
In the position that he was in on SmackDown, where you're surrounded by AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, the Kevin Owens Shane McMahon feud.
Yeah, but I mean, if he was stuck on Raw, he would have been saturated with everything else.
Yeah, but if he was stuck on Raw, he wouldn't have been the champion. I think it was a safe play by the WWE to make him the champion on the blue brand where he's surrounded by all these super talented dudes. You got to remember, he was the champion during the Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon thing, that whole feud. Yeah, he worked Orton. Maybe it wasn't the greatest feud. I thought they were super successful with the Punjabi prison match. It was different. You brought back Kali, and it brought a different... The match was done well.
I get it, but all right, to go with your point, they brought back Kali, they gave him the Singh brothers. They didn't do him any favors, making him look like a dick. I mean, we're not talking like Ric Flair with the horsemen supporting him here. We're talking about Jinder Mahal.
You can't
put... A guy that was a perennial jobber up until this push.
You can't put Jinder Mahal and Ric Flair in the same sentence.
No, but if you're trying to establish a guy as a champion and strapping a rocket to him, you're not giving him three underlings that are going to fucking help him win each and every match out of the gate. Even Ric Flair won matches clean on his own. You know what I'm saying?
I think the best thing they did with Jinder, I think, was that whole ceremony, the celebration thing. That made him look like a star.
Yeah, true.
Like that made him look like a guy that could be a main eventer. And he did a great job of getting himself in really good shape and looking like a monster, which I don't fault him for at all. That was he did everything that he had to do. I just don't think it reached what they expected from it.
I just feel like failure is such a strong word.
All right, and if you want it, that's fine. I totally agree with that. Failure is... But
here's my example of failure. That Emma gimmick before she left. But
they knew
the dancing thing.
Emelina.
That's a failure.
That's a failure, but they knew that was a failure right away.
But they did nothing with it, and she didn't even want to do it. Like, she was just like,
so why put all the time and effort with the vignettes if she just doesn't want to do it from go?
Maybe she didn't let them know it.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Emelina.
Emelina. Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, you're sexy. But you're fierce. I don't know. The world championship doesn't mean what it did 20 years ago when we were growing up. But to be the world champion of the WWE, that's success. What happens with the title run? I mean, we can say it's a failure. We don't have the numbers in terms of did he sell
a
tickets?
A belt that
was
has the
draw?
Same lineage right. as Stan the Man Stasiak.
Yeah, Bob Backlund.
The second time
it lasted 2 days.
Love that run.
Vince McMahon was the goddamn world champion.
Look at me.
And Kane, the ECW champion.
Kane was champion for a night, right?
Yes.
And then he was the world heavyweight champion.
And he was the ECW champion.
That don't.
Dog, dog, dog. Dum, da, da, dog, dog, dog.
Can we not, please? Can we get Dindada going?
Dindada, dum, dum.
Well, I don't even know what that song is.
Oh, you'll know it as soon as
I know
you
what
hear
it is, but I don't know what the name of it is.
It's called Dindada. That's what it's called. It's Eric Kranz, if you need it.
George Kranz,
whatever. Same
this
shit.
Is the original 80s club mix.
This is from Break-In. Remember the Break-In movie? With Boogaloo Shrimp and Shabadoo?
Shabadoo.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, fuck. I got it. I got the DVD there if anybody wants to borrow it.
Shabadoo.
Shabadoo. Like anyone in this room or anyone listening?
No, for you.
Shabadabadoo.
Yes, if you buy a t-shirt, I will come watch Shabadabadoo at your house.
Oh, that's really pushing the sales.
Well, anything.
Bobby Roode lost the U.S. title to Randy Orton.
What did you think about that?
I was a little surprised.
Me too.
But it does. I think it's more surprising that Orton's never been a U.S. champion.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why they did it.
Yeah, they did it just to give him the number, right?
I think.
Well,
they love that. They love that shit.
And you could have Rude or Jinder win it at WrestleMania.
Oh God, another three-way dance.
What's good for Raw is good for SmackDown.
How many three-way dances do you think we're getting?
Well, if we've got one for the Intercontinental Belt, we got to have one for the U.S. Belt.
They
want
to get as many people on WrestleMania as they can.
I know, and it's called overkill, and it's called bloated, and it means 205 Live's Cruiserweight Championship match is going to be on the world.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. It's still fucking WrestleMania. When the DVD comes out, it's part of WrestleMania.
Who's going to sit and watch that fucking DVD? Yikes.
What, the WrestleMania
7
DVD?
Hours?
Ugh. I mean, I'll watch it on the network live.
I'll watch it while I'm doing other things. And then
aren't you going to be away for that?
Yes. No. No, that's
April 7th.
No, I'll be back. I'll be back.
No, April 8th is WrestleMania.
Yes, I'll be away before that.
We should do something for WrestleMania.
Yes, we should. For 9 hours.
Seriously, man.
Seriously, bro.
I watched fucking Fastlane by myself the other night.
So did I.
So did I. Oh. Well, I really don't have a choice in the matter.
Why can't we watch pay-per-views together?
Because the network has made us lazy and fat and lethargic.
No, I just think nobody wants to ever leave their house.
Can you blame them? It's like a blizzard every other day out there. Kevin's afraid to pick up a shovel.
He's afraid to use the snowblower.
I did shovel.
Kevin's afraid of anything that has blower in the name.
That's right. Snowblower.
Orton, U.S. champion.
Great.
It's
fine.
SmackDown's on about 20 minutes.
Bobby
we'll
Roode, he's a good wrestler.
What?
Glorious, and
that's all he is.
That's
a one
trick pony.
That's everyone from NXT, though. It is.
I was expecting, I don't know, it was fine. It didn't wow me.
It's, and again, this goes back to what I think is that it's just SmackDown.
Yeah. Probably.
It's what it is. I mean, he came in hot. He came in, again, just like Jinder. Came in, whatever. And then it's just kind of, it's there now. And that's all it is. It's everything on SmackDown to me. I don't know if it's just like the wrestling guy in me that thinks that AJ Shinsuke is good, is fine. But everything else is just there. To me.
What do you think of the pay-per-view?
I like the pay-per-view.
Yeah, pay-per-view.
So do I.
In a vacuum, the pay-per-view matches were fine. There's not one thing I didn't like about the pay-per-view other than, I don't want to jump ahead, but maybe like the Bludgeon Brothers thing. But other than that.
Well, let's jump ahead. Are we done with Orton and Fortin?
Yeah. They did a backstage thing with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. The honeymoon's over for them.
Good.
Naomi and Becky Lynch versus Natty and Carmella. I don't know if you're aware of this. There was a nipple slip.
I didn't catch
who?
It.
Who slipped?
Carmella.
All right.
Well, she's a pig anyway.
Her nipple. What is your fucking? What is
she used to associate with the Certified Stud or whatever the hell's name is?
No, Big Cass.
Big Cass was her man.
No, she was with both of them.
Yeah, she was the manager, but she was like with Big Cass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Guess how much I watch NXT.
Well,
God, Tony.
Din da da dum do do.
All right.
I don't think that has any. Their personal relationship has nothing to do with NXT.
Well, you brought it up.
I understand, but it has nothing. There's no correlation between.
Doesn't she come across as like a slut? To me, she does.
I think that's she's from Staten Island.
Well, there
of
you go. You made my point for me.
I still don't get your point.
Ask Phil Ray about the girls from Staten Island. He'll tell you a story or two.
Is that before or after he hits the ice?
All of them.
So didn't he move from Staten Island to another place in Staten Island?
Yeah, so he didn't move from Staten Island. He moved within Staten Island.
Mm. All right, Phil.
Yeah, but Carmella's hot.
All right, fine, but...
Right? She's to dance for the Lakers.
No, she was fine in this match.
But her gimmick is like she's slutty, like Jersey Shore chick.
Yes! So what are you saying that I'm wrong because her nipples?
You called her a pig because her nipple...
I didn't say pig. I said whore.
Oh, whore. She's... I mean... I guess you look.
Yes, it's her gimmick. It's her gimmick.
She's not fucking every guy on TV.
When Ric Flair suplexed Nikita Koloff and his dick came out, and Tommy Young had to put it back in, that didn't make Nikita Koloff a whore.
Tommy Young.
Sometimes you just can't control these things. Stuff falls out.
But the gimmick fit, you know?
You're so rude to her.
I'm just saying, if anybody was going to lose her nipple, it was going to be her.
She didn't lose her nipple.
Oh, you know what I mean. Why are you guys such asses?
Apologize to Carmella.
Fuck you, Carmella.
All right.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Natty and Carmella won.
Good for that.
With the distraction of the briefcase and a little help there. Next is the tag match. The Usos versus the New Days. And you got about 9 minutes of really good action.
Yeah.
Where they were kind of mirroring each other.
That was cool.
I like that a lot. I love the Usos. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, boy.
Here are my top five tag teams in wrestling right now.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All of wrestling. All right.
All right. Young Bucks.
There you go.
Usos.
Oh.
The Bar.
So.
The Bar's awesome.
The Briscoes and LAX.
No New Day?
No.
Because there's three of them. Oh, I know why, Kevin. I know why, Kevin.
Because they have a cereal.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with the race or their cereal, Tony. You jerk off.
It's a cereal.
Usos are on fire. Their promos are great.
The heel
street Usos is awesome.
Well, it's real life.
Yeah, they've come a long way from cooking in the kitchen on the WWE YouTube channel.
Oh my God.
They both lived there? Was that both their place? I remember that.
No, that wasn't. That was YouTube, wasn't it? Is that what you said? Yeah. I thought you said the network.
But it was. They both lived there, right? In that little when they were. Oh,
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just saw a commercial and made fun of it.
I wish. Yeah, I wish I could pull up that rant that you had from that Royal.
It was like a kitchenette. It was like a little fucking, like hotel room kitchen.
It's like the Usos are cooking like any other Mexicans you'd find in any restaurant.
Oh God.
Oh, Matt was quite the charmer back in the day.
I'm still a charmer.
Yes, you are. You're a handsome bloke.
I will not sell Kofi and I like when they put Kofi and Xavier as a team together.
I don't think they're, don't get me wrong, I don't think they're a bad tag team. But right now, that's my top five tag teams in wrestling.
That's fair.
What do you got? You guys got anything?
No, I got nothing to counter it off the top of my head. I mean, that list is pretty good.
What about you there, miserable Mike?
I love Braun and Alexa. I fucking hate you. Dude, I hated that whole thing, but the two of them together, all in. Push the pile in, let it ride.
So is she going to be his tag partner in WrestleMania?
Oh, fuck.
That would be awesome!
Oh, my God.
Dude, book it. No, don't you dare Matt that.
I like turtles.
Yeah. I like them, too.
Then what do we do with Nia Jax, then?
Well, I mean, they're going to have a match.
Yeah.
Oh, but if Alexa loses,
and then Braun will be like, what's wrong? Yeah, I lost my belt.
And then Braun,
sweetie, have another one. Fuck yeah.
Dude, I'm very excited for this.
All in. Next.
What did you think of the tag match, though?
It was fine. And you know what? I didn't mind the Bludgeon Brothers coming out and beating the shit out of them. It throws a monkey wrench in, and if you're going to play games with storylines, you might as well do it on a pay-per-view when you know more people are watching.
So you think we're getting a...
Three-way, yes.
No, I don't think we're getting a third three-way. I think it's just going to be Usos. I think they'll do a rematch with Usos and New Day on a SmackDown from here to there, and then Bludgeon Brothers will face the winners.
They'll add a fourth team, and they'll make it a four-way.
Who would you add?
I don't know.
From the SmackDown brand.
That's the problem, because Owens and Zayn
American
are
Alpha?
Something.
Shelton or whatever they call themselves. What do they call themselves?
The Alpha Shelton Males? Benjamin and Chad Gable.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Everybody wants a payday, right?
Everyone's got to get paid.
How many? That's...
it makes your brain hurt.
The multi-man matches. I get if you want to have... Then if you want to have one on Raw and one on SmackDown for the Intercontinental United States title, that's fine. I get that. But, like, how many more are you going to put on?
Kevin... We're going to have two fucking battle royals on this show.
They're still doing the Andre one?
They have to. What are you going to do?
What
are you going to do?
Fuck.
This WrestleMania is going to be 12 hours fucking long. There's going to be two battle royals, the Cruiserweight title match, and probably the fucking Intercontinental match all in the pre-show.
Listen, I love me some...
No, maybe not the Intercontinental match, because that's got Finn and what's his name?
No, that'll be main show.
No, it's going to be a tag title match. They're going to put the Usos on the pre-show.
I'm not gonna lie.
Probably
it's too much.
It is.
So just from what we know now, let's run down this card.
Okay.
Wait. Don't we want to finish?
That's all right. Let's go down the rabbit hole.
All right. Let's. You want to finish?
Yeah. Let's finish Fastlane before we start getting ahead.
Charlotte Ruby Riott.
Loved it.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought it was a very strong showing by Ruby Riott.
No, it was a good match. I was just.
What are your thoughts about Ruby Riott?
I love the finish.
She's fine. It's just weird, like having these, the women coming out and like there's three of them, then there's three of us. It was like enough is enough. It just felt overbooked after a while. You didn't think?
But that's what the story.
I know,
has
but
been.
It felt like it was going on and on. I was like, whatever.
I thought it was fun.
No, it was a little too long for me.
What do you feel? How do you feel about Ruby Riott though?
It doesn't matter because Asuka's the one that came out next. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Ruby Riott's fine. What do you want me to say? You want to send her an email too?
Like
RubyRiott.com. Tell her how much Tony like, Shining Wizard likes
like,
her.
Is she like fine or she's like fine?
She's okay. Well, you think she's hot?
Yeah, me and Kevin like, yep. We like Ruby Riott. She's hot. Tattoos.
Fine. Love the Ruby.
And Ruby,
the
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
No, it's fine.
All right.
Right now, your three hottest women in WWE.
In WWE?
Yes.
Ooh, right now?
Yes. Actually, overall, three hottest.
Oh, see, Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to stick with WWE. All right,
stick with WWE then. Because I would put Rosemary in myself. Because I think she's all right.
Yeah, I like Rosemary.
She's actually really good looking.
And the fact that she's in character all the time, the guys from Jersey Wrecking Crew, High Spot, interviewed her. Character the whole time.
That's awesome.
She's great.
Let's go WWE. You want to go WWE?
Yeah, sure.
How many are we doing?
Three.
Just three. Any order.
Alexa?
You go first, yeah.
For Alexa's me, Alexa?
Yeah, gotta be.
Ruby Riott. Nia Jax.
Oh, man. Ooh.
You go.
I will definitely take Alexa.
I'm gonna have to mull this over.
I don't know if I want to put Paige in there. Did you hear there was a whole thread about her getting pudgy and people were fucking losing their minds?
Jesus Christ. Some of these wrestling fanboys need to.
It's ridiculous. You know what? I'll go Alexa. I'll go Mickie James.
Okay.
An old favorite of mine.
Why'd she got to be old?
She's old, dude. I'm old, too. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
And the third one, I definitely don't want to do Five Head. It might be Becky Lynch or Natty. I'm going to go with Natty.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Natty.
Respectable.
Not Becky Lynch is a close fourth, but I'm going to pick Natty. Tomorrow might be different.
I think we all agree on Alexa.
Amazing.
Alexa.
And she's probably the best heel in the company right now.
And yes. I'm going to throw out Lana.
Oh, wait. You know what? Can I change my mind? Can I get rid of Natty?
Sure.
Asuka.
I was thinking about that.
I can see Asuka.
Asuka definitely trumps both of them. I completely forgot about her. Sorry.
Are we counting the Bellas?
Yeah. Why not?
Fuck. I'm going to go Alexa. I'm going to go, who do I say after that?
Nobody.
No, I did.
No, I said Asuka and you said I was thinking about her.
No, I said someone else.
Did I say Natty?
No, I didn't say Natty.
I said Natty and I changed my mind.
Did you say Liv Morgan?
No, I said Lana.
Lana, yes. Okay, good.
And part of me just wants to say like Bailey only because she's like attainable hot.
I forgot Bailey. Bailey's got a... She's got fat ass.
Like yeah, I'm thinking, like if I saw
she
Bailey,
looks
like
a foot for God's sakes. Dude.
No, I get it, but I could get with a foot. Like I could, like
that's Tony. It's Tony Atlas's dream woman.
I couldn't get with like if I saw Alexa Bliss in a bar, I couldn't get that.
No,
but if I saw Bailey in a bar, I could probably get that.
Yeah, well,
so
all right, fair enough. All right, fair enough.
I'm putting some realism into this.
No, that's good effort. That's a lot of thought into that. I like that.
Naomi, too.
God, ooh. Do you think she's part of the Foot Clan?
Is this the Ninja Turtle?
They're going to play a little Kamala music.
Kathy Kelly?
Kathy Kelly's hot. So is Charlie Caruso.
Kelly, you said? Or Kathy?
No, Kathy Kelly.
Who's Kathy Kelly?
She's one of the talking heads.
The talking ladies.
Oh, Jesus.
Dasha Fuentes?
Who?
She's on NXT, right?
Yeah. Naomi's hot.
Naomi is hot.
Yeah, she's nice and thick, too. I love the Feel the Glow gimmick. I love
JoJo. Shit.
Joey JoJo. All right. Fastlane. What else
Morgan's
we got?
Pretty hot, too. Mandy Rose. The main, fuck.
Yeah, many. There's a lot of hot chicks.
Yeah, all right.
We made our choices.
Oh, Maurice. Fuck. All right. Go ahead.
Good. You done there, Kevin?
Kevin's got a boners.
Yeah. There's a reason why I wanted to sit behind this.
You look good tonight. I like you all dressed up over there. He's got his button shirt on with his jacket and his scarf.
That's right.
Kevin's dressed for going out tonight.
I could pull.
Going to the hat.
Alexa Bliss, now that I think about it.
Yes, you could.
Bam.
There you go. All right, well, are we up to the main event?
Yes, we are up to the main event.
What'd you think of John Cena ripping off all the F5s right in the beginning?
I thought it was great.
Or not the F5s, the attitude adjustments.
It was great because he got everybody except for AJ, and AJ knew.
AJ's smart.
What'd you think of the whole Shane pulling out Owens and pulling out Zayn?
I loved it.
Liked it.
You think it was a little like weird though that he took the kick to the face? Like, I don't know.
No, because it fits in everything they've been doing since Hell
I know,
in the
and
Cell.
It's a great story, but I felt like him pulling these guys out was a little bit of overreacting to getting accidentally kicked, which he did.
Would you say it was?
Because I'm bizarre.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, if you look at it, like if I'm Shane McMahon, was it an accident? Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, Shane's just kind of a dick.
Maybe they had it planned. And
Shane shouldn't be wrestling at WrestleMania. That's my opinion.
Oh, he will be.
Oh, well, there you go. There's another match you could put on that, Kev. Another tag team match.
That's fine. It's not a multi-man.
And who's going to team up with Shane?
A tag team match is a multi-man match.
I get it.
Is it going to be one of his kids? Like, who's teaming up with him? Daniel Bryan's coming back? No. They booked Daniel Bryan. They booked him terribly. Do you guys know something I don't know?
Kevin has a theory.
He's coming back?
No.
See, because that's the thing. You booked Daniel Bryan with the
doesn't
Miz.
Even, doesn't
fuck
even
your
ask.
Theory. Fuck your theory.
You have a theory?
Evidently. Yes. Apparently not.
Kevin, Tony's like, I'm going to fucking plow over that theory. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
No, I was going to make my point and then ask him his theory because maybe it goes to something I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but what if you spoil my theory?
All right, well, go ahead.
No. It's too late now. Go for
no,
it.
No, fuck it. You guys.
No, you're got, do
no
it.
I was vetoed. So.
No, you're not vetoed. Your foot. Back in. You're back
Kevin,
in.
Kevin, just because this is my house doesn't mean you can't say things. Am
go for
I right,
it.
Matt?
Go. Finish your point. My theory will still be there.
All right.
Go. Tony, go.
Why do they keep booking Daniel Bryan to wrestle and he's not wrestling?
That because they won't clear him to wrestle.
But why do they keep booking him into positions where any other person would wrestle and he can't wrestle? Why would they do that?
They did that with Stephanie sense. For a long time.
They're teasing. It's just a tease.
A tease for what? He's not coming back, so what's the tease? It was like his entire first push. He went 3 years, and they didn't give a guy a fucking win. It was awful. People were ready to kill people. Kevin, your point?
I don't know if he has a concert, but bring Jericho back, team him with Shane McMahon against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Well, that 50-man rumble that's going to go down in Saudi Arabia, Jericho's right. coming back for that.
Yes, the only thing is, though, does Jericho have a show with Fozzy that day, April 8th? I think he does.
Yeah, I think you were crying about that a few months ago, right?
I'm sure I wasn't crying.
No, you were like,
it.
I want to see him back at Mania. We were talking about the whole match with Omega.
He will be at Wally's Pub.
He will be.
It's a very prestigious
in
stadium.
New Hampshire.
That he's missing WrestleMania for Wally's Pub?
Dude, have you met Wally?
Wally's a good guy.
Wally pays, man.
I knew a really good basketball player in college named Wally.
Wally Carbo?
Wally Zerbiak?
That's why his nickname was Wally, because he looked just like Wally Zerbiak.
There you go.
There it is.
AJ gets the win.
Are they selling tickets for that event, by the way? The Jericho show?
Yes.
Oh, okay, never mind that.
You going to New Hampshire?
No.
Oh, okay.
But if they're selling tickets, you can't really fuck with that.
He's had his WrestleMania moments. He doesn't need to be there.
I'm just thinking it would make... Like, what are you going to... Are you going to have a trip now... You gonna have a triple threat match with Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Shane?
No, I think it's gonna be some weird tag match.
No, because Shane and Sami aren't getting along right now. Kevin might be onto something.
Oh.
Maybe it'll be the three of them.
KO and Sami aren't getting. Wait, what'd you say?
Sami and KO, yeah.
Are not getting along. So maybe that'll be a triple threat match with the three of them.
I might
too.
Have said Owens, not KO. Same thing.
Same thing, different story?
Yes.
We did miss after the women's match, Asuka showed up.
I don't like her theme music.
No?
Doesn't seem too epic to me.
What?
It's kind of disappointing.
I love it.
Like, Nakamura's got great music. Balor's got great music. Her.
You think Balor has great music?
Nia Jax that has great
dun,
music.
Dun, 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 dun.
I think that's just another one of those NXT, like, NXT.
Seth Rollins changes music.
I love Burn It Down.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, we talked about that as, like, a top five.
Yeah, and you were supposed to send me the songs, but you didn't.
No, because I didn't think you were on board with the idea.
I was on board with the idea. I couldn't think of five songs that I enjoyed.
Did you like when Cena was sulking in the ring and he pie-faced the cameraman who was filming?
Yes. I love the Cena story.
It's good. It's really good.
I love this song.
She looks like a freak, by the
and
way.
She is, dude. And her moves, like the shit, her strut and stuff fits with this. Yeah. It's awesome.
She needs to speak of the English a little better, though.
Ah, yes, you're on board with that now.
Well, they kept her short and sweet on Monday. We'll get to that though with her interview with Alexa.
So we left Fastlane with several things confirmed for WrestleMania. AJ Nakamura is a lock.
Yes.
Asuka is going after Charlotte.
Charlotte.
And that's essentially where, you know, nothing's really been announced in terms of what Sammy and KO and Shane are doing, what's going on with the U.S. title, and what the tag team title picture looks like. We have 4 weeks to go till WrestleMania.
It'll they'll probably do most of it tonight, though, to be honest with you.
I think they'll start the ball rolling tonight.
Well, because what's her name's making her first appearance there too. So this is, and Shane's making an announcement. So
yeah,
is Asuka on SmackDown tonight?
Yes, she's making her SmackDown debut tonight.
So she's actually officially on the brand now, or is she just?
I don't know. They just said she's making her debut. Yeah, I would assume she's going to win, right? I mean, we don't have to get into predictions, but that's an early thought that she's got to win this match, right?
Unless that's when she doesn't.
Could be. You guys want to take a break? We'll come back. We'll talk maybe Impact for 5 minutes, and then we'll get into Raw.
Sounds good to
me. No?
We can do that if you want. Commercial break's fucking forever, though.
Do you want me to skip the commercials then?
I mean, can we put them in after? Do we need to take a break? Do you need to go upstairs and do stuff?
No, we'll just stop talking for a few seconds and cue out your music.
Okay, let me turn the music. I'm sorry. The commercial break's like 5 minutes, right?
Oh, Seven minutes? Well, look, we always have the commercial break because we're peeing, but now that we wasted 45 seconds, we'll be right back.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
This is the Genuine Article, Sean Donovan, and I want you to listen to my brand new podcast, A Genuine Taste of Wrestling, which drops every other Wednesday on the Shining Wizards Network in association with B+ Player Radio. I'll be talking shop with professional wrestlers, both past, present, including the future of our sport. It's a candid conversation filled with opinions, experiences, stories, and everything in between. So join me and my guests and let us drop some genuine knowledge on you.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Just when you thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's right, it's your boy Gino Gatz, and I'm back. Every other Wednesday, we're dropping A Drink with Gino. What do you hear? What do you say? Only one way to find out. That's right here on the Shining Wizards Network and a B+ Player Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. How was that pee break of yours, Matt? Did you train the lizard?
It was delicious.
Taking mine right now.
Jesus Christ.
It was delicious.
I have a small dick.
Oh.
I do have a small dick. Do you want me to do plugs really fast?
No.
He's a fag.
Why is that so loud?
I don't know. I got plugs. Can I just blow through these plugs? Kevin, can I get another drink while you're up? It's just right that we do these plugs.
Well, you maybe skip all the stuff that's supposed to make us money.
Money?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Here we go. Some plugs. A little flavor in your ear for you.
R.I.P. Craig Mack.
Right. WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. This Saturday night, Hops and Headlocks at the Neshami Creek Brewing in Crondon, Pennsylvania.
Crondon.
7 o'clock bell time. Tickets $25 in advance, $30 day of, WrestlePROonline.com. Creative Pro Wrestling, CreativePROWrestling.com. A Fighting Chance, April 13th at the Nassau Community College, P Building in Garden City, New York. Appearing, Johnny Clash, Bear Bronson, Swoggle, James Ellsworth, CPA, Danny Moff, many more. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. Everything Under the Sky, March 25th at the Phoenix Concert Center, Toronto, Ontario. This is a Fight Network taping. Matt Riddle takes on Kevin Blackwood. Kevin Bennett takes on John Greed, and many more. Standalone Wrestling, standalonewrestling.com. The weekend of August 24th and 25th, it's Boardwalk Beatdown. Friday night, Dinner with the Stars. Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., there's the convention. Sting and Goldberg signing for the first time ever together. Then at 7 o'clock that night, Standalone Wrestling is live, plus an after party. StandaloneWrestling.com for all your details. On Point Wrestling, OPWrestling.com. Turning Point, March 17th at the Compound in Blackwood, New Jersey. Drew Blood is in action against Joey Janela. Anthony Deppen against Nick Gage. And our friend, Low Life Louis Ramos, takes on Rob Marsh in a Four Corners of Pain match. June 9th. House of Glory, HOGWrestling.net, already announced WWE Hall of Fame member Jeff Jarrett will be in the house. Pro Wrestling Magic presents I Love It Loud, WrestlingIsMagic.com, March 17th at the Ridgefield Park Place, 106 Bergen Avenue. What? Knights of Columbus. Thank you, Kevin. ECW legend Tommy Dreamer, the Pro Wrestling Magic champion, Jobber El Negro, will be in the house. Pro Wrestling Magic debut of Catred, plus Falaba, Casey Navarro, and much more. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com, presents May the Queen Reign, May 26th, at the Ridgefield Park Knights of Columbus. It's the first ever all-female show. Mia Yim, Tessa Blanchard, Jessica Havoc, Harlow O'Hara, plus many more. Go to BattleClubPro.com. Capital Wrestling, capitalwrestling.weebly.com, March 24th,
the Weebly
Capital Wrestling Anniversary at 301 Garden Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Matt McIntosh, Sonny Kiss in action, Anthony Gongone, Darius Carter, the Master of Excellence, and many more. Wrestling Has It Tomorrow, wrestlinghasittomorrow.com, May 13th, they present Wrestling Has It Tomorrow, Volume 4 at the FET Music Hall, featuring Joey Ryan, Austin Theory, Trey Miguel, Myron Reed, and more. Those are your plugs for tonight. I got that done in less than 3 minutes. Eat a dick, bitches. We are back. We're going to talk. What are we talking? What do you want to talk about, Tony?
Wrestling.
Yeah, what kind? Where do you want
to
go?
You want to talk Impact real quick?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Impact. They did the old, what was the name of the show?
Something Rhodes.
Crossroads.
There you go.
Was
Cody Rhodes supposed to be part of that show at some point in time?
No.
Yeah, because a lot of these matches were taped a while ago, right?
Correct.
Ding! Ding!
Boo!
OVE versus Bobby Lashley was on that show.
Yeah, it was.
And then some other big dude, Brian Cage, came out to help out. And they beat the OVE guys. And Sami Callihan was there too, and he lost as well. Who else was there? It was LAX. Wow. Who did LAX defend against?
The Cult of Lee.
That's it.
Trevor Lee and Caleb Conley.
The whatchamacallit, the Kevin Garifo truck driver team.
That's right.
Dude, Caleb Conley looked amazing. Now that he looks like Trevor Lee, they both look like bags of shit.
Wow, really?
Dude, their look is just disgusting. They just look like these guys that were like smoking weed and drinking beers and like, hey, let's go wrestle a match.
I actually kind of like it.
It's annoying, dude. Like, he just like looks skeevy with his like his little patches of hair on his chest and shit. I don't like it.
I don't know. I think that's kind of like the point, though. No?
I get it. I just don't like it.
You're really into Caleb Conley, huh?
Caleb Conley's the man, dude. He's the man. I think he's amazing.
Is he one of your top three hottest wrestlers?
Yes. Yes. Caleb Conley, Trevor Lee, and the Walking Armageddon.
Who?
Bobby Lashley.
That's his nickname?
Yeah. Oh, God. You don't watch Impact?
I do. I watch Crossroads. I really do tune out. I hate Bobby Lashley so much.
Well, Ishimori lost his X Division title in a title for title match against Evan Bourne.
Matt Sydal, sir.
Well, whatever. Because they said they called him Airborne again. They said Airborne when he did the move off the top.
Did he get baptized by Shawn Michaels?
No, but he was doing like all this namaste kicks.
Yeah, he talks to a higher power on his cell phone.
Yes, the third eye blind or some shit like that. I don't know, something like that.
Your boy Ishimori.
Yeah, he's not with Pro Wrestling Noah anymore.
Yeah, correct. I saw that.
There's talk that he might be going to New Japan, maybe.
Let's see.
So that explains why he lost that title. Maybe he's moving on. I don't know. But then again, that was filmed 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
WWE is the goal for Ishimori, is what he said.
Okay, well, then maybe he's going to WWE. Maybe we don't know. I don't know.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. I have a strange, conspiracy.
Ali finally won the women's championship. She beat Laurel Van Ness.
She did.
Not a great match. Although Ali can throw a fucking super kick like a mad woman.
Mm.
That was probably the highlight of the match for me. Which was weird because she nailed the super kick and then she got the three after getting her shit pushed in for like 20 minutes. Match was a little long, but it was nice to see that a finisher actually connected and actually won a match. And Laurel Van Ness knows how to work a crowd. She's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, she's great.
She's nuts.
They really do. I feel like they don't get the attention that they need.
They don't. It was a little sloppy, though.
Yeah, but they have a very talented knockout division over there, and it's hard for me to say
Tara,
that.
Tara, what's her name,
Valkyrie?
Is coming back, yes, and Gail Kim is back there again.
Yeah?
Is she?
Yeah, I don't know if they have
She was just there to congratulate Allie, though.
Yeah,
I don't think they're doing
but she
kind of
was going overboard, so maybe. Braxton Sutter apparently proposed to Laurel Van Ness, and
she
said
shot him down last week.
But what happened to him and Allie? They're not together anymore?
No.
That whole story arc was amazing.
He X'd out of Allie. Was not a fan. He
KM is
back.
A minister now, by the way.
Dude, did you listen to last week's show? We covered all this.
I don't know. I just brought it up as a point because they were talking about it again. Sanjay Dutt's not bad on commentary, by the way.
I like the Sanjay Dutt Josh.
He's a little too much saying like when they say the line instead of a clothesline, it's like that's kind of like a little inside. Just call it a clothesline.
Just trying to be different, man.
I don't know. But that's a nitpick. It was fine.
And you said you missed the main event?
Yes, it was Aries and Johnny Impact, the man of a thousand names. They had good interviews leading up to it. I just didn't get a chance to watch the main
event. I
thought
the match was awesome.
And Aries retained, right?
Aries retained, and that's setting up for him against Alberto Patron.
Who is in talks with WWE right now.
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
He was there.
I don't understand why.
He was there to shoot something for Mysterio, and I guess Vince has a hard-on for him.
Definitely.
Vince loves him, and Triple H hates him. Like, remember when he left the second time?
Yeah.
Alberto El Patron had a lot of unkind things to say about Vince.
Well, he's
Triple H, right?
Excuse me.
Well, he's also kind of poisonous getting together with Paige. So
that's what I want. That's, like, the biggest, like, question mark for me. Is, like, how do you put these two people back in the same place?
And look, I get you can say, like, people can be professional. It's been done before. Macho Man Liz.
That got fucking dirty.
You know, Matt Hardy, Lita. But there was a whole nother level of shit going on here between those two.
Yeah, but I mean,
and plus, who knows if she's matured, man? Like, the whole thing with Paige was like, oh, she's still immature. She's
dating somebody now that does stuff with ICP. They're on tour with ICP.
Oh, well.
Kevin Gill?
No, it's not. It's not OG Kevin Gill.
Kevin Gill's hitting that.
We should put that out there. I didn't know Kevin Gill was fucking Paige.
We're not going to put
wrong
that out
with
there.
I'm just allegedly.
Jokes,
I don't know.
Jokes.
No,
jokes.
Allegedly. Paige has it. That's being
reported.
Oh,
so you're saying they're really banging?
They're not.
You said not allegedly.
I'm going to fucking punch you.
Punch me.
So hard.
In my titty.
Are those Razor Ramon socks?
Yes.
Yeah, you like my Razor Ramon socks?
I do.
Got my Razor Ramon socks on. I got my Cody Rhodes American Nightmare t-shirt on.
Nice.
Well, you're just a fucking mark, aren't you?
Going all out. Fuck yeah, I am. All right. So, going from Impact, I want to lead into Ring of Honor 16th anniversary show.
Oh, okay.
It was Friday night.
Has a little Impact tie into it as well.
It does. So here's my theory, right? For those not aware or a little behind the eight ball, Kenny King successfully retained his TV championship against Silas Young. After the match, Austin Aries came out onto the stage.
Okay.
With all his belts.
Yeah, he did that on Impact too. He had like four or five belts.
And
him.
He has never held the TV title in Impact, and he wants to challenge Kenny King.
You mean
ROH?
Ring of Honor, excuse me.
That's okay.
Ring of Honor works with CMLL and New Japan Pro Wrestling. If Ring of Honor is working with Impact now, does that mean Impact has access to New Japan Pro Wrestling? Does Ring of Honor have access to Pro Wrestling Noah?
From what I read, they're not working together.
Ooh, Ring of Honor has access to WrestlePro.
Fuck yeah.
But from what I read, they're not working together.
Dalton Castle and fucking Matt McIntosh.
Yeah, but
fuck yeah.
We do know Mike Johnson is wrong a lot, right?
I defend him when he's wrong.
Is that where you got your information from?
I got it from, I don't remember who reported it, but I got it from PW Insider.
I don't trust PW Insider.
What? What the hell you say?
Meltzer's my guy. I'm sorry.
All Scherer and Johnson are my guys.
Yeah, I'm all wrestling observer.
I have no guys.
You have no guys?
Because I'm all man.
Huh. I'm sorry.
Fuck, I'm looking for the Pee Wee Herman music and I don't have it.
From what I read, he told them ahead of time that he was going to do the show. They had no objection and they wanted him to bring the title on
the
show.
Of course they do.
It's huge publicity for them for doing nothing.
But and what they speculated on is that, remember when Impact sent all those cease and desist shit for Matt Hardy and all that stuff?
Yeah, they stopped all that though.
Yeah, but ROH is not going to just forget about that. When Matt Hardy was working their shows.
Ah, they will. It's all exposure, dude.
Yeah, but ROH doesn't need Impact, I don't think. Impact needs ROH.
I think they both need... I don't get Ring of Honor on my TV. Do you?
No.
I don't know if I get it on mine.
You probably don't.
Probably not.
But how many people get... Can more people watch Ring of Honor not on their TV, just like everything else? There's so many different forms of viewing stuff now.
Sure, but they have a weekly live TV show that's on the Sinclair Broadcasting Company, but not everybody gets that. Just like not everybody gets the Pop channel.
Like to see that. Like to see those numbers, actually. How many people, how many homes Sinclair is available in and how many homes Pop is available in.
And I don't...
Yo, homes!
And if they were to work together, maybe they wouldn't release that information for... shock value, you know, like if you say like, oh, we work with Ring of Honor now, like, I'm not saying they're going to be like joint shows and stuff, but you know, if an Austin Aries show, like, okay, so Impact is taped up to whatever they're going into this pay-per-view in April, Redemption or whatever they're calling it. What if at the first set of Impact tapings, Kenny King shows up with his ROH TV title?
Right.
You don't think people are going to tune into that?
No, I mean, it would be fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, and he used to work. He was there at Impact. He worked there.
But Austin Aries isn't under contract with TNA or Impact.
Right.
So he just treated it like any other independent booking.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
No, don't get me wrong. I hope it happens. I just don't.
So is Austin Aries still with Impact? Like, not
yes.
At all?
He's just not under contract.
He's just not under contract.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I don't know how much further the TV tapings went. I know we talked about it like many moons ago.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to go down a little rabbit hole here.
All right.
Because me and my buddies, a couple of my comic buddies are all wrestling fans. And we talked about, with Jeff Jarrett going in the Hall of Fame, do you possibly see something happening where Jeff Jarrett gets like all the guys that are currently under WWE contract that are pretty much known for being Impact guys and doing some sort of thing with that? And even bringing in guys like James Storm, and like you have Samoa Joe, you have James Storm, you have maybe AJ Styles, you maybe have something like what? Maybe they obviously they're probably not going to do it, but would you like that?
No,
no.
If it was 5 or 10 years ago and they didn't have the farm system that they have now, I'd say probably, but they've got just way too much going on at this point. I think that would be
like
just
Bobby Roode and shit, like maybe Beer Money reunites.
Yeah, but I think that would just be an oversaturation. You know?
I just don't see why you would do it.
There's no end game.
Well, to me, that's, I mean, I know I get your point about the whole ROH doesn't have a live TV show like Pop does, or I mean, doesn't have a show on like Impact. But to me,
no, they do.
I know, but they're you don't get it, and I don't get it. Right. So I get what you're saying. But my
point
is,
they don't have that awesome show Schitt's Creek as a fucking lead-in. I'm so sick of hearing that. Hey, Schitt's Creek is on next. Who gives a shit?
I compare ROH to Impact, like. I would compare WWE to Impact. Like, ROH doesn't need Impact, I don't think. WWE doesn't need Impact. But, like, would you...
I would think ROH would need Impact a lot more than WWE does, though. I think it's a mutual benefit situation for
the two. Yeah, I don't think the term need is necessary.
Right.
I just think if you're not the WWE, then everyone else underneath that umbrella can only benefit from working with each other.
That's fair.
Remember when Vern Gagne and fucking Jerry Jarrett tried doing that shit?
Yeah, but this is a different time.
Well, look, I mean, we're seeing it already with Impact and Lucha Underground.
Lucha.
There was a time when they didn't want anything to do with each other, and they were at odds, and now that's going to be a thing over at WrestleCon.
Did you find it odd that during Impact, they were having their commercials for WrestleCon weekend, and they were saying they're bringing the Mania to New Orleans?
No, why wouldn't you try and piggyback off of the WWE?
It was just so, like,
transparent.
Bringing the Mania to New Orleans. Ugh. You don't think that's fucking awful, cheesy, terrible?
Yeah, but what Hulk Hogan as a heel was awful, cheesy, terrible. The back rake?
No, I'm talking about them piggybacking off of WWE.
I get it, but why wouldn't you piggyback off of that?
It just seemed a little like,
Mr. I fucking quote every Conrad Bruce Pritchard phrase when we had them on the fucking show leading into and after. Why wouldn't we try and piggyback off of them?
Fair enough.
Right?
You know.
Exactly. There you is. Know.
Tommy Young. Put my balls back. is that Impact?
That's
Ring
Impact.
Of
Just a couple things from Ring of Honor. The Briscoes won. The tag team titles, they beat Sabin and Alex Shelley
the
nine
times.
Yes, not no. The Motor City Machine
there
Guns.
There you go. The Motor City Machine
Guns. Nine-time Ring of Honor tag team
nine
champions.
Nine times.
Kenny King retained, and we covered the Austin Aries thing. Mm-hmm. Daniels, Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky beat the Bucks and Adam Page.
For the three-way?
For the trios titles.
Those are ugly fucking belts.
Cody beat Matt Taven, and then Bury the Bear was ringside.
I don't know who that is.
Bury the Bear. Bury the Bear.
Oh, that's the bear he carries around. I thought maybe they brought
No, he does
bear.
Not carry Bury the Bear as a man dressed in a bear outfit.
Oh, it is? I thought he had a stuffed animal.
It's his mascot.
Whatever.
Bury the Bear gave Cody Rhodes the V-trigger. Bury the Bear is Kenny Omega.
Was he really? It wasn't really him,
yeah,
though.
No, yeah, he took his mask off, and it was him, and then Brandy kissed him.
What?
Yeah, buddy.
That's right.
Kenny Omega's a homewrecker. He should not be working in the United States anymore.
He didn't kiss her. She kissed him.
Oh, and he just stood there like a bump on a log.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right, then. Because
I don't want to be a homewrecker. What happened when Sting slept with Black, what's her name? What the hell is her name?
Scorpion?
No, Venus. What the hell is her name? Miss, not Miss Texas. Why am I drawing a blank? It was Dick Murdoch's wife, the black chick.
Jackie?
No.
Sting.
No, the one that was in Mid-South.
You just said Sting.
No, yeah, Sting slept with her. What the hell is her name?
What are you talking about?
Ah, Prince of Prince of Persia, whatever your name is. Are you listening?
His name is Prince of Pro.
Yeah. Who is the black? Dark Journey. Right, you don't remember that?
No.
Sting slept with Dark Journey, who used to be married to Dick Slater, and then Dick Slater beat the shit out of Sting.
Dick Slater or Dick Murdoch?
Dick Slater, not Dick Murdoch.
You said
sorry.
Dick Murdoch.
Sorry, yeah. Not Dick Murdoch. Wrong older guy.
Dude, I wouldn't fuck around with Dick Slater.
I thought
shit.
Dick Murdoch was a card-carrying member of the KKK.
And this was an angle?
No, this was like real-life shit. Like, he beat the shit out of Sting in the locker room.
Really?
Yep, and Sting just took it. Because Sting was a rook at the time, and he didn't want to rock the boat.
Too late for that.
Well, I mean, there you go. Yeah, it was Dark Journey. I'm sorry I forgot about that.
I do remember Dark Journey.
Well, then again, there was rumor that she was banging Bill Watts for many years, too. But who the fuck knows? It was Mid-South.
Interesting.
Yes, very interesting. We never went over those like that list of like 1,000 rumors and shit.
No, we should do that because those rumors are crazy.
Awesome.
And then Dalton Castle retained against Jay Lethal in an awesome main event. And then they kind of setting up Marty Scurll against Dalton Castle at Supercard of Honor.
Good for them.
So that's your Ring of Honor stuff. Before we get into Raw, you want to do... We didn't finish our 205 Live talk. Gulak defeated Mark Andrews and blah, 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 blah.
Cedric?
No, that was the
Mustafa Ali beat Buddy Murphy.
Yes, sorry. Mustafa Ali beat Buddy Murphy to advance, so there we cover that there. NXT, real fast, the Authors of Pain beat TM61 in a first-round match of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
Was that the only match for the tournament on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they did stuff with Aleister Black beat Killian Dane. There was a Tommaso Ciampa promo.
Cool.
With Gargano.
Gargano wasn't there, though, was he?
No.
Gargano isn't here.
He's gone.
And Aleister Black defeated...
He's Gargano.
Killian Dane. So Black against Almos at TakeOver New Orleans. And then it was announced at the TV tapings...
Uh-oh.
...that they are unveiling the North American NXT Championship at TakeOver in a six-man ladder match with Ricochet, EC3, Killian Dane... Adam Cole is announced right now. Who am I forgetting?
I think they only announce five.
Juventude. No, they announced everybody. Hold on, I gotta find it here in my notes. I'm sorry.
Juventude and Viano 4.
No, Juventude.
But Juventude Viano. Is at House of Glory though.
Good guess though.
Viano 4. Super Colo.
Velveteen Dream, Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane, Adam Cole, and Ricochet.
See, I was right.
And EC3.
Well, there you go.
So that's pretty cool. I'm very interested to see what this North American Championship looks like.
I bet you it has a big X in the middle.
Yeah?
Yes, and the N probably says North American underneath it.
Mm, clever.
It's going to look dumb.
Clever Fred. and then just before we get to Raw, just for all you New Japan Pro Wrestling people out there, as Tony rolls his eyes and does that thing, the New Japan World Cup is going on right now. I highly recommend you check it out on New Japan World. These are your first round results. Juice Robinson beat Takahashi. Michael Elgin beat Ishii. Bad Luck Fale beat Lance Archer. Tanahashi beat Tachi. Ibushi beat Yoshihashi. Zack Sabre Jr. beat Naito in an unbelievable match. Yano beat Davey Boy Smith Jr. by countout, which if you're a fan of Yano and you like his comedy shit, it's a good match to watch. If you're not, two thumbs down. And then Sonata beat Chucky T. So
best friend.
The second round of the tournament, Juice Robinson takes on Michael Elgin. Tanahashi takes on Bad Luck Fale. Yano takes on Sonata. And Sabre Jr. will face Ibushi, which is going to be an unbelievable match.
Ibushi.
And then whoever wins this tournament gets a title shot against Okada. So I just wanted to cover that for all the New Japan Pro Wrestling fans out there.
What's Naito former champion of? He's a former IC champ?
IWGP Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
I did the eye thing.
I know, I saw you.
I did the eye thing. On to Monday Night Raw.
Can I interrupt real quick? Just I want to talk about WrestlePro real quick.
Monday Night Raw.
Never mind, Raw. We'll do WrestlePro after.
No, you can go.
No, that's you can fine. Do it.
No, do it real fast.
No, I just want to, nothing long overall. They had a show and two shows this past weekend, Friday night in Union, New Jersey, and Saturday night in Brooklyn, New York. Both shows exceeded their expectations in terms of...
their pre-sale draw and what they actually drew at the door. Packed House in Union was the show that I was at. I was off that night. Shining Wizards Eddie is on the IR. So he was out, so I was able just to hang out and watch the show. Again, crowd was awesome. A lot of good matches. Falabah versus formerly known as Darren Young, Fred Rose, I believe is his name. Fala reverted back to his monster. He wasn't the fun-loving panda that we all have lately known him to become. So he took on Darren Young. You had Anthony Bowens versus our two former guests, Anthony Bowens, Casey Navarro. Had a fantastic match. Chris A.V. Kuling defeated Chris Steeler to retain the Wrestle Pro Championship. Fun tag team, a four-way a women's match with Nikki and Corinne and Izzy and Stratladder. I'm sorry if I butchered that. Again, just a fun show. Bobby Wayward, Joe Keys, and Richard Romero in a triple threat match. Fun show. Good time, independent show. And it was fun. And then WrestlePro in Brooklyn, I was not there, but Dan Moff, our buddy Dan Moff, is now on the IR.
I heard he got hurt. What happened to him?
He hit, I don't know exactly what happened, but WrestlePro's Facebook post said that he just hit his nose somehow on the rope, and it broke his nose and busted his nasal cavity.
Ooh.
So he went to the hospital that night. He was not able to work. Wrestling has it tomorrow the next day. So best wishes to Danny Moff. And get well soon because he's going to be off the show this Saturday too that Matt mentioned in the plugs.
Well, take some time to recover.
Yeah. So again, just a quick WrestlePro review of that show. It was fun. It was a really good time. I got nice and shitted up.
Did you say you didn't know how Danny busted his face up?
He had his nose on the ropes or something.
Yeah, he tried to dive. He was going to do a dive through the ropes.
You know he's supposed to go through the ropes and not into the ropes.
It's a big boy.
He's done it fucking 1,000 times. This just happened to be one of those times where he didn't go through the ropes.
Yeah. So that's WrestlePro talk for this past weekend. Give him a follow. Matt zips his pants in
Matt's
front of us.
Taking out his dick.
I did not take my dick out.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Are you ready now?
Yeah, let's go.
For Monday Night Raw. We're on the road, in the road, in the road, the beat, and over the road, in the road, in the road, the beat. Raw is light, the dawn, in your eye.
That was good.
That was it, right?
I can whistle.
You can't whistle?
Not, I wasn't ready for it.
Raw is like the bird. All
right, so where do you want to start with the old Monday Night Rawski?
Roman Reigns.
They're booking him correctly. Brock's not there. He could have been a little more pissed off when he confronted McMahon and he didn't have to go running off to his office like all quickly. Like,
would you be that pissed off trying to confront your boss?
Well, if he was as pissed as he said he was in the ring, he should have confronted him and grabbed him by the lapel, had everybody try to calm him down. You know, give him a reason to get sent home. You don't agree?
Ooh, the original.
I mean, I liked it. Because he's been going out in the ring. A couple weeks ago, he went out, he called Brock a bitch.
Yes.
He brought up the fact that he's never there.
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago, right?
That was last week. This week he was saying it's not Brock's fault, it's McMahon's fault, which I like.
And then I think...
giving him special privileges and shit.
He called him his boy.
Yes.
Vince's boy. Yeah.
But Vince was like, Brock does get special treatment. Brock gets this and Brock gets that. And blah, 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 blah.
He says Brock has earned it.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Has he?
No. I think Vince is turning heel and he's joining Roman Reigns at the end of WrestleMania.
I think that's playing to the smart fans. Because you know how we always say, like, Jericho's earned his time to come and go as he pleases. Rock...
yeah,
has earned his.
Fair enough.
I think Brock is Undertaker gets it. I think Brock is there.
I don't think he is. I don't even think he's close.
I just think because his stardom outside of wrestling kind of reached a level that they're not used to all the time, that kind of helps him get that status.
And Vince?
Granted, he's no Rock. He's no Jericho. He's no Taker. But I think he's up there with that.
But all those guys you mentioned spent extensive time in the WWE.
Right. I get it. Which is why I think his fan base and his career outside of wrestling helps him get those privileges.
And Vince mentioned that he's a star in the ring as well as the octagon.
Yeah, like John Cena will get it eventually. Like we'll be talking. Like he already kind of does.
But John Cena deserves. But all those guys you're mentioning have extensive careers. Brock Lesnar, you have to remember his run in WWE was 2 years.
Right. Yeah, but Brock Lesnar also has the alternate B plan, which is that he was a monster in UFC.
Sure, that's but why. Those worlds don't. They.
But he's on a different level than what you're talking. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but you can't like. And I feel like we've had this conversation before. You can't like boast him as like this animal. MMA, UFC, that's real fighting. Pro wrestling is we know it's scripted. So to tout him as this beast in the UFC where he is legit knocking people the fuck out and try and portray him that like, look, Roman Reigns would probably get annihilated in the octagon. CM Punk, he got his ass beat in
he's
the octagon.
He's going to be at 225.
Yeah, and he's probably going to get beat again.
No, it's going to be different.
Yeah, he's been training hard.
Yes.
Eating his vitamins, saying his prayers.
That's right. Yes. Cole Cabana's been helping him.
I just don't think Brock Lesnar is on the level of the Undertakers, the Jerichos, those guys that have been in wrestling that long that they deserve it.
He's definitely not.
I get the he has this big star appeal. I don't know. I'm just over Brock Lesnar being in the WWE
because
as the WWE
they
champion.
Want you to be, and that's what's working about the
no,
story.
No, but it's been like that since he won the title last year at WrestleMania.
No, they've been pushing it more, dude.
Because I was not very super interested in Brock.
I know,
Goldberg.
But you're even less now because they're starting to build Roman Reigns in at least in the right way. Maybe not the most generic way, the most natural way, but they're also shitting on Brock, dude. Whether you realize it or not.
No, I know. Look, I understand.
They're burying the shit out of Brock.
Their plan is...
They're keeping him just strong enough to make Roman feel like he beat somebody.
And their plan is to get cheers for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania and boos for Brock
Lesnar.
And
it's working right now.
Well, only because Brock hasn't been there.
Well, then that's smart.
And that's why they're doing it. They keep advertising him as being there, and then he's not there.
The second Brock shows back up, I have a feeling that it's all going to be for naught, I think.
Paul Heyman's got to really tank Brock Lesnar in his next fucking
Now, see that. If Heyman buries him, that could be great.
Well, that's what he has to do. That's what it's got to come to.
Look, but I agree with you. I think the avenue they're going at, this Roman Reigns-Brock Lesnar feud, is brilliant.
This. I love this music.
I'm just letting it play.
This shit just reminds me of such a fucking better time.
10 minutes and 15 seconds.
Get it out. Move
is it like
to
every,
the music.
Like every Raw song in history?
I think they're just doing a dynamite job. And the stuff like now that Vince is involved, like that's just
he's
another player.
So old,
yeah,
dude.
He looks bad.
He looks really bad.
He's like fucking
the
75,
whites of his
right?
eyes are completely red all the time.
I think it's great that he's involved, though, still.
I wish somebody would have knocked Kevin Dunn's teeth out. If he would have just punched him, that would have been great.
Why? What do you got against Kevin Dunn?
He's a fucking buck-toothed beaver-looking motherfucker.
That's
he's
all hearsay just because you watch those Jim Cornette shoots.
No, dude. Have you read Justin Roberts' book? I have.
Is it any good?
Yes.
All right.
He's
have
little...
you read the Jim Ross book?
No.
I hear that's really good.
I got to keep both eyes open for that. Fucking boo. Sorry.
It's okay. You're not far. You're...
No, you were laughing
you're
with
about,
me.
You're about Jim Ross age. You got the glasses on. You got the widow's
I'm
peak.
I'm about Jim Ross age?
Sure. When he had the, when he
Jim
woke...
Jim Ross
when he,
is in his 70s.
Right there.
Look, man.
What was thanks, it? Kevin.
20 years ago when he fell asleep with the window open and he got Bell's palsy?
That's fucked up.
You're almost
imagine
there,
that.
Bro.
Man, what happened to you? I fell asleep with the window open. Imagine
right? That's what happened
fucking,
to him?
I get it. But like, oh man, a brick fell on my head or... Oh, I was in a bad car accident. I lost three of my
the
limbs.
Are you hanging out where bricks are falling?
I fucking slept with the window open, and look at me. I'm hideous. Like, that's so fucking
hideous?
Random. Come on, dude.
I don't think he's that hideous.
Come on, dude. You didn't have to sleep with him or anything, but still.
I'm not trying to sleep with him.
Oh, by God. I need some dick. By God.
That's a bit excessive.
Well, I'm just, you know, might as well go all out.
I guess so. You know who else wasn't on Monday Night Raw?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
After they said she was going to be on Raw from now until the kingdom come.
WWE was quick to take down that post.
Yep.
And it was, I saw a post where...
you know who sings this, Matt?
Nickelback.
That's right.
I made a Nickelback playlist to listen to on the elliptical at the gym the other day.
Look at this photo. Have you seen the memes that they've made for look at this photograph?
Yes.
They're amazing. We've talked
again,
about that here.
Not a bad band. A lot of catchy hits.
We're gonna be a Nickelback podcast.
Whether you like it or not. But he doesn't Dave Mustaine does not look like fucking the lead singer of Nickelback.
No, not at all. Who said that?
Vice versa.
In that picture he did.
Alright, whatever. Alright.
Clearly you didn't listen to last week's show.
I did. You know how many podcasts I listen to during the week?
You know how many podcasts you're a part of?
One.
Exactly.
And
pay attention to us.
Yeah. All right.
Dicko.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, so anyway, the rumor was because Rondo wasn't there, they gave out Snickers to people.
with almonds in them.
Yes.
What's because you're not yourself when... But I'm, do I miss
Were
the
they help? Were they hoping that one of them was going to turn into
were
her?
Were people really that bent out of shape?
Well, if they advertised her, dude.
Cart subject to change, bro.
That's
they
right.
Knew, if they knew she wasn't coming, that's fucked.
With all due respect.
What is this?
Raw 1000 episode celebration.
Oh, God.
Really? I have never bought a wrestling ticket to see one specific person.
Sabu.
All right.
Sabu.
No.
Bret Hart?
No.
No.
Mm.
No.
All right.
No, I've never been like, I need to go see wrestler X.
He was good.
Right? Like, I was a wrestling fan. So, yeah. SummerSlam 97, like,
you bought the tickets before you know the show.
I got to see Bret and The Taker and Shawn Michaels and Mankind and Triple H in a cage and Steve Austin and Owen Hart. Like,
and Steve Austin almost died.
Yeah, but it wasn't like,
I get it.
I was an ECW fan. When I was offered an opportunity to go to that first ECW show, they didn't even announce what the main event was until you got to the building.
Yeah.
So I've never been like, I need to see this. Like, I will do that with baseball. Like, if the
away teams come in.
Sure, like if the Angels are coming in, I'm like, I have to go see Mike Trout play.
Right.
Oh my God, Mike Trout?
Yeah.
You never saw his cousin, Tony Goldfish? He played for the Royals for a couple seasons.
That was good. That was so bad, it was good. Holy shit. Biggity bam in that motherfucker. But I've never, like, are people really just buying tickets to see Ronda Rousey, like, for a minute?
No, but you figure because she's in the major storyline on Raw, you know?
Sure, you think people, but was there outrage last night when Brock wasn't there?
Look, I would have been happy with my Snickers and my almonds. You're talking to the wrong guy. I've never turned down a Snickers bar. I actually had a Snickers with a hazelnut today. Not a fan.
I think not the bigger picture, but I think both are kind of wrong.
Well, Ronda Rousey especially because she hasn't been around all that long.
Right.
You know?
And, I mean, I get the whole card subject to change thing, but when you make it a point to put these guys on the bill, it's a different time now where maybe people are going to just see Brock Lesnar or they are going to see Ronda Rousey. Like, people that wouldn't...
Yeah,
you'll get your wrestling fans that'll go no matter who's on it, but say you have the guy on the fringe who's not a big fan, but they want
to
go.
Going to that point, I think that this Detroit show was sold out long before Ronda Rousey was signed.
What's Detroit? That's a fucking hot-ass market.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it was this Raw was probably sold months ago.
Excuse me?
Hot-ass market.
Detroit's pretty hot for wrestling.
Either of you ever been to fucking Detroit?
No, we're not saying we'd want to go live there. And
you
buy
know it. Nobody wants to go to Detroit, though, right?
But, there's people in Detroit.
I think it's, when you think wrestling towns, Detroit is on the bottom end of the list, but it's on the list.
93,000 people went to Detroit see Hogan and Andre.
That's right.
And they stayed for Savage Steamboat and Billy Jack
and
Hercules.
And then did they have an event at the new place yet?
No, they had
Ford
another
Field?
Event. They had another event, if you look in the history.
And they didn't go to Detroit. They went to Pontiac, dickhead.
Same shit.
No,
dude.
It's not.
Same.
Pontiac is not Detroit.
Let me ask you a question. When people came here for WrestleMania 3 years ago, were they coming to East Rutherford or were they coming to New York?
Coming to New York.
Come on, dude. I hate it. And I have to.
I'm just telling
it.
You.
As a Jets fan, I hate
and
it.
And I don't even put. Detroit is nowhere on the list of professional wrestling cities.
It's fucking Sheik, dude. He ran Detroit for decades. Him and Ernie Ladd had legendary feuds over the fucking championship.
Yeah, no one under 35 knows that except for you.
I'm not under 35.
I know.
I'm fucking 75, according to Jim Ross, right?
Detroit's. Maybe I'm wrong. Is Detroit not considered a wrestling town?
It used to be. I'm sure
it
still is.
I would not put. Philly, New York,
Chicago.
Chicago, Boston. Florida.
That's a big town.
Boston. Florida. Florida's a huge city.
Florida was Florida Championship Wrestling.
All right, well, fine. If you're going to talk about territories, you might as well mention South Carolina.
I mean,
and
L.A.
Texas and L.A. and San Francisco.
St. Louis.
Minneapolis.
I would put those all before Detroit. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not saying that it's a top five, but I'm saying it's on the list.
Would it make your top? Would it
make your top? I'm not butthurt. I'm just saying Detroit's a fucking shithole.
But my whole point was that he said that it was, he thinks that it was sold out before anything was even announced.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, because that clearly means that Detroit is a wrestling town.
Maybe they just think it's safe in there and they won't get shot.
It's like when they go to the fucking Prudential Center, dude. They have armed cops everywhere. Think about it. When you leave a Devils game, you can walk from Prudential.
He doesn't remember when he leaves a Devils game. Well,
I went to two in the last 2 weeks. I remember everything.
Yeah, but if you had to walk to the train station, there's cops everywhere on that walk.
That's the safest place you could possibly be.
You walk a block in any other direction.
Agreed, but no one walks in those directions unless you're parked in like a lot to get a deal.
Fair enough.
On a space.
But still, that's probably how it is in Detroit.
Detroit is awful.
Forget it. You're missing the point. You're like a fucking broken
needle. I'm letting you know, even outside the stadiums there, it is not a safe area.
Look at Baltimore. Baltimore, the where the arena and the football field are gorgeous. You walk two blocks.
Do not go to the harbor after dark.
What about Yankee Stadium in the Bronx? The Bronx around there isn't that. Come on, dude.
The train is like right there.
Yeah, but the train is right there. You start going up the hill.
I felt
with the
more
zone.
Safe. Who goes out in the Bronx? Well, who goes out in Detroit?
I felt more safe in Oakland than I did in Detroit.
Okay. All right, but now we're just getting past the issue of
it. Yeah, I know.
We
got to talk about Raw. Come on. Jeez.
Okay.
Let's get back to this.
I think Detroit is not on the list of wrestling cities.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Matt's point.
Personally. One, we will have to do research and pull this up.
It's all right.
Excuse me. So anyway, Monday Night Raw. So we had that open the show, the whole Roman Reigns, Vince McMahon, Brock Lesnar storyline.
Yes.
They continue with the Sasha Banks Bayley thing.
Mm. It's kind of stupid that they made them come out as friends again, but whatever.
No, I think I like it. I like that.
Great. There you go. Another match at Mania, Bayley and Sasha.
Why is that wrong?
Come on, dude. We've already mentioned like 17 possible matches.
Well, we'll go over the matches when we're done.
It's like
about
you said, it's a 9-hour show.
It's the biggest show of the year.
Well.
Dude, do you remember how many matches there were when WrestleManias were first around? Granted, it wasn't pre-show and the network and all that stuff, but there were like fucking 12, 13 matches on a WrestleMania.
Just so you know, because I wanted to make sure I was right about Pontiac being where WrestleMania 3 was, I have it on Wikipedia here.
It is.
12 matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some of them were like 5 minutes long.
And you don't think any of these matches are going to be 5 minutes long?
No.
Okay, I'm going to look up what are we on? WrestleMania 33.
You won't know
34,
that.
34.
No, last year's WrestleMania.
Oh, last
right?
year's. Okay,
well,
last
you
year's.
Said
yeah,
last year's WrestleMania only had 13 matches, okay?
And it took 7 hours.
Brock Lesnar and Goldberg was 5 minutes. Naomi, her six-pack challenge was 5 minutes.
Because they were short on time.
But you can't have it both ways, Tony. You can't say that. You know what I mean? He's giving you matches that were 5 minutes long.
What last year's WrestleMania had one more match than WrestleMania 3.
And WrestleMania 3 was 3 hours.
Okay. So that's why all those matches are 5 minutes. Now they don't have the pay-per-view company. It's pretty much exclusively on the network.
You got to remember, they could make this show 3 hours if they wanted to. They have the recaps and the video packages and all that. That's the part that sucks. I think we can all agree on that.
I want to know how many people wrestled at WrestleMania 3 and how many people wrestling at this WrestleMania.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, the numbers are going to be so hugely different.
Right, because you're going to have multi-man matches. You had maybe one battle royal at a WrestleMania in what? In WrestleMania 2? WrestleMania...
4.
4.
There was a battle royal at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah, Bret Hart and
Bad News. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, talk about Monday Night Raw, and I'm going to count. Right now,
well, I need you to give me the next thing. Bayley and Foot. Sasha and Foot. Five head and Foot.
So, Bayley.
See, now you're coming along. That Sasha is a butterface.
She's awful. Oh, I've said it from the beginning, dude.
Bayley beat Sonya, or Sasha Banks beat Sonya Deville. Bayley ran interference and knocked Mandy Rose off the top rope, and then after Banks hit the bank statement, Bayley left. She didn't.
And
give
she
her
let
high
her get her
yeah,
ass.
And she let her get her ass beat. They announced that our boy Kid Rock is going into the Hall of Fame.
Detroit.
I've got no problems with Kid Rock going in the Hall of Fame.
I don't either, just because of that, and I know he didn't put the video together, but that one WWE video where they used Lonely Road of Faith.
Okay.
The video.
He did a lot. for WWE. Everyone's bitching about him going in before Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah, fuck off.
I mean, like, Lemmy.
Seriously.
Whoa.
No, fuck off.
Watch your mouth.
Fuck off. Hillbilly Jim is going in after Coco Beware. Fuck off. It doesn't matter when they're going in.
All right, first of all, this is you're talking Bam wrestling
Bigelow
personalities.
Is not in yet either, dude.
Lemmy.
The Hall of Fame wing is a joke.
It's a fucking joke. You can't
right,
say
you watch your mouth
Lemmy
about Lemmy.
In.
That's right. Fight.
No, fuck him.
Excuse me?
He'll get in there. He's just not this year.
You just watch your mouth about Lemmy.
He's dead.
I'll get up.
Fuck,
I'll smack.
Dude?
What?
Who gives a fuck?
I'll smack the shit out of you, motherfucker.
He's more mad
talk
about
to
this
Snowy
than he was
about
me with
Lemmy.
Nickelback.
The two of them could have a why contest. Snowy,
I don't
want
to talk to Snowy about Lemmy because Snowy has a funny accent, okay?
Hey.
It creeps me out. The only reason I listen to Radioactive Metal is because of Hot Chick.
Yeah, thanks. That you right? put my name to the email. Thank you.
Well, it wouldn't send because the URL didn't connect, so congratulations.
Okay.
All right. I don't understand why people get all butthurt about who goes in the Hall of Fame in terms of this.
You want to know the number one reason I saw it today, and I'm not getting into politics?
Oh, no. God, I hate you.
Because he's a Trump guy, and McMahon's a Trump guy. That's
yeah, but
why
McMahon's laid off
there.
The Trump card, no pun intended.
It doesn't fucking matter. I don't care if he's a God guy and fucking Kid Rock worships God,
God
at the
guy.
End of his day. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck, dude. Hillbilly Jim's going in. Were people crying that he doesn't deserve
Look,
it? No.
Just don't.
He does deserve it, though.
Don't.
I didn't say he didn't.
Don't speak ill of Lemmy. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. I'm just saying if you're
That's
bitching and moaning, if you're bitching and moaning that Kid Rock's going in before Lemmy, fuck off. That's it. That's it. Lemmy will get in. Relax.
Of course he will. A bunch of people.
Triple
are
H is working WrestleMania. When Triple H decides not to work WrestleMania, he's going to induct Lemmy. Relax, dude.
Yeah.
Relax.
It's not going anywhere.
Easy. He's not. Well,
it's not going anywhere, I'm saying.
Lemmy's not going.
Well, no. He's got no choice, no matter.
So it's not fuck Lemmy. It's fuck off if you're pushing that bullshit. Okay, so what happened after Kid? Oh, can I just mention? I think it's delightful that a fucking a woman pimp, racist, fucking grotesque, controlling the women's business for 30 years, Moolah is finally getting her due by being the fucking highlight of the first ever women's battle royal at WrestleMania.
Can we dive into that?
Yes, we can.
Because I haven't. This is the first I'm hearing that she was a bad person.
Yeah, it started coming out the past couple years. There's been a lot about her, dude. There's a documentary called Lipstick and Dynamite.
Right, I remember that.
I forget the woman's name, but she leveled all this shit, and she was the only one that did it. So people were like, maybe she's fucked up. But, dude, there's a lot of shit. There was a wrestler I was reading about today, Sweet Georgia Brown. She was a black woman. They started getting her into wrestling. She wanted to help support her kids. She got tired of working these shit jobs. They fucked her up so bad. Like, she had nothing when she was done with the business.
So, are we talking like she's, like, JBL, like, just a bully bad person?
Yeah. She controlled all the women. You had to book everybody through her. She got a percentage of everybody. She trained everybody.
She had a percentage of everybody's?
Oh, yeah. She had apartments where she forced the girls to live. She charged them rent. She charged them utilities. She made them pay for food.
Wait, did she own the apartments?
Yeah.
All right.
It was her building.
How is making someone pay rent for an apartment you own bad?
Because she forced them to live there.
Oh,
that's the thing.
If
There's
I can digress,
a lot of awful shit that's been coming out about
for
her.
A second. Just so you know, WrestleMania 3 had 39 wrestlers involved in it that wrestled in matches. That's not counting valets or people that accompanied teams to the ring.
Okay, and what about last year?
Okay. Did you want last year or this year?
Well, whatever. Well,
this year
we don't know this year yet.
Okay, last year. Ready? I'm gonna count. No. This year so far only has 19.
Well, we've only got 3 matches.
And there's 2 Battle Royals, so it's going to be more.
It's going to be a lot more.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's a 33-man Battle Royal.
And again, there's
okay, so how many people this year?
The roster's bigger.
Well, that's what I mean, too, because now you really have 2 rosters, plus you could have NXT guys floating
Which
in there, too.
Which they will have NXT
and
guys.
And women.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
All right, so... Yeah, we could do a whole other show about Moolah, but I really
73 people were on WrestleMania last year.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Go through the card.
No, come on. We don't have much time. I want to finish Raw, for Christ's sake.
Who cares? We're having fun. Let's talk about this. No?
What do you want to talk about? WrestleMania or want to talk about Moolah being a bitch?
We could do a whole show on Moolah being a bitch.
I don't know much. I'd have to do research.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. She trained Del Wilkes, though.
Okay.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
She broke Del Wilkes in the wrestling. I'm sure he wasn't charging her. She wasn't charging him rent.
I'm sorry. I interrupted. You guys are having a good conversation, but I just wanted to count.
No, it's. I'd rather talk about this and just go through the going on with Raw.
But we went through everything else. I kind of wanted to talk about Raw because a lot of shit
That's
happened
fine.
Yesterday.
A lot
That's
of
fine.
Shit did happen.
That's
so
fine.
After that match... we get the Miz TV with Rollins,
which was
and
fucking
Finn.
Awful. It was awful.
Really,
none of them can. The Miz is the only one out of three of them that actually had fucking coherent things to say. Finn was awful. Rollins was awful. They had a great match afterwards where Finn won, but I thought that segment sucked.
Really? I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it was bad.
I think the Miz, if you take the Miz out of it, then the segment's dog shit.
It was absolutely. He was the only good thing about it. It was bad. Dude.
All his little mannerisms.
No, but you need somebody to work off of. Like, he couldn't do that by himself, and the other two were just terrible. Terrible.
Were they just not, just kind of like lackadaisical? I'm just gonna sit and lean back.
Yeah, it was kind of like.
I didn't see this segment.
They didn't have any emotion. It was like they were just saying things. They weren't speaking to the Miz.
Because the Miz is trying to play both of them.
Yeah, but they didn't. They were just like.
No, I know. I get
you. Do you think you're going to trick me? And then Finn was like, didn't you just try the same thing with him? I was like, it was just so fake.
It's all fake.
Kevin's dying. Yeah, but you got to try to make it look real, dude. Come on.
What did you think about the Dallas Axel Barr thing?
Dallas Axel Barr. Oh, when everybody started coming out and beating him up. Look. The bar is supposed to be challenging because they're not challenged. They want somebody to step up, and then everybody steps up. I don't know. But it had a means to an end because it led us to Braun Strowman with everything. So I was okay with that.
Okay, fair enough.
I just don't know where they're going with Braun. Like, it's just kind of weird. Do the tag team champions lose to Braun now? Is that where they're going with the tag titles?
I really hope not.
It's really a weird situation, which is why when Kevin brought up with Alexa Bliss, that's good shit.
I didn't do that.
Oh,
that
maybe it was Matt then.
I don't know.
Maybe it was me.
But didn't they?
Somebody I think it was me.
Didn't they make it a point where they're going to be facing a team that's not currently a team?
Yeah, Braun Strowman
is not. But
he's not currently a team.
Right. So
in a technical sense, they were right.
Right. But now, but you still need someone else to make a team.
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet. Yeah. Right now, we know it's the Bar versus Braun Strowman. Next.
What if it's Bray?
No,
they're doing Final Deletion next week, which I want to watch.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do a good job with it. Yeah. No, dude, they brought in Vanguard, Maxwell, and Waldorf, and whatever the other kid's name was.
Well, we know who's not going to be in it. Anyway.
Fucking Jeff, dude.
Go ahead.
That's a shame.
That really is.
I didn't mean to make a light of it, but it's fucking unfortunate.
No, I'm glad you brought it up.
Well,
it really
people
is.
Online are fucking jerk-offs. It's easy to fucking jump on somebody when they're down, and I know we make jokes from time to time, but nobody wants to see any of these guys get a fucking DWI or DUI or
go to jail like James Riley or you know.
Well, James Rude Boy Riley can go to fucking jail. And
well, he's get just an FYI, he's getting his sentence. He's gonna have a 2-year suspended with 5 days in jail, and he's got to register.
Good. I hope he gets fucked in the ass every day he's in jail.
Those 5 days.
Every fucking.
That's a very action packed 5 days.
He deserves to get his fucking face fucked and his ass fucked and his head beaten to the fucking ground.
Fair enough. Just reporting the news.
Fucking, we were gonna cover it. I have it in my notes.
All right. Well,
if
there you
we
go.
Get to it, but whatever. He's a piece of dog shit. Tell a friend. What do you think of John Cena's promo?
Really good. And I like that he left the ring.
And he went into the crowd?
No, the whole crowd thing with Sasquatch and everything. But he was that little sip was kind of like, come on, dude. Drink the beer, dude.
Come on. He's John Cena. He can't that's like Hulk Hogan in the 80s drinking a beer.
But he was like, I have to find my path. I thought that was cool. And then he was like, let's get it out of our system. He starts doing the let's go Cena. The only thing that took away from it for me, and it didn't happen until just before he went through the curtain, was they played his music. They played his music at the very end. Don't play his music. Let him walk off. Let him be pissed off. Let him fucking stand for what he's standing for and just go.
How did out of nowhere he revert back to the Undertaker thing?
He said, this is my chance. They're not going to turn my mic off. And so what if they do?
So
he just blurted it out.
And he says the only person who's not letting that match happen is
Taker.
The Undertaker.
I remember that. Yep. But I don't remember how he brought it up. Because it seems weird.
Because he was finding his way to WrestleMania. And
yeah,
he's
but
sit
why
in the
all
crowd.
Of a sudden, all of us, it just seems, it seemed, to me, this seems a little, and I want it to happen.
Because he was taking a chance. That's
it just
why.
Seems forced. It's like, all right, Taker's not going to happen. That's over. I'm going to SmackDown. This and that.
No, he never said that. Taker never came up out of John Cena's mouth.
Yes, he did.
Like, yes, he did.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Really?
The week before he went to Fastlane, to SmackDown. Yeah. He mentioned it. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's the only thing that kind of confused me. I'm like, how did he bring this back up out of nowhere? Like,
what do you mean?
How did he bring it up 2 weeks ago?
He said that he wanted to fight The Undertaker.
After he lost at Elimination Chamber, the road to WrestleMania, his path was going to be The Undertaker, but they said they wouldn't. He said the people in the back won't let that happen, so I have to find a way. That's why he showed up on SmackDown as a free agent and beat AJ and got into the six-pack challenge.
Which makes sense, because last night he said it's not the guys in the back, it's The Undertaker who'll keep
right.
The Undertaker. Dude, when he shit on his wife's Instagram, how fucking great was that?
Look,
it's really good.
I think the way they have built this from the Royal Rumble to now has been great.
It's been really, really good.
And them keeping The Undertaker off TV and not having him respond. And now, like, we're next Monday, it'll be 3 weeks till Mania.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Undertaker's
go time.
Dong like re-debut?
Yes, his dong re-debuts.
Dong.
That took me a second.
Like, this is better than having, like, The Undertaker show up and, like, at
SEMO. Cena, SEMO.
This is better than having him show up like in the middle of February and then like they do the weird thing where like he had the bad wig and they shave his fucking head and like all that weird shit. Like this is good, and I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I am too.
I totally am.
I'm getting all in with Mania this year. Honestly, as even though it's going to be fucking 75.
I was about to say
long.
You did a total 180 there.
No, I'm not going to watch the whole thing, but I'm definitely going to.
Oh, we are going to watch the whole thing.
Fucking hell.
You mentioned Finn beat Seth in a great match.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, great.
The finish was very, very reminiscent of the 1985 wrestling classic where Savage Dynamite Kid.
Yes.
Hey, like them apples.
Yes, that was. I don't know why he had to pick him up to go for another suplex, but that was his downfall.
The whole Asuka beat Mickie James.
Yes.
After a little promo that Asuka, you know, they
kept it short. It was fine.
Kept it short, kept it sweet.
Alexa did a good job.
Did her thing. And then Nia Jax squashed that poor girl who looked like she had wanted nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And then they caught Alexa backstage talking
that
shit.
That went
was
long.
Awesome.
But it went long. It was like a minute too long.
What are you going to do?
And then the one bitch was like, yeah, the microphone's been on. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That was good. That was pretty good.
And Nia played it up great. She was crying in the ring. I mean.
Did you feel like you needed to give her a hug? A little pat in the ass, say it's okay, sweetie. Give her a little rub.
I felt bad for her.
I kind of did too. And she was emotional, unlike fucking Seth Rollins and Finn Balor were two fucking segments earlier.
Her best friend is really is just using her.
Good, she should.
That's right.
When you're beautiful like that, you should use everybody. I use everybody.
Use me.
Fucking A, I do.
That was just bad timing. And what we said.
Now, where do you stand? All right, so they announced next week Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt at the Hardy Compound.
All in.
Ultimate Deletion.
All in. Can't
wait.
They
showed Senor Benjamin. They showed Rebbe, the children.
Vanguard 1.
The Lake of Reincarnation.
And they had the referee skit where Kurt Angle was telling the referee to go there, and he's like, did I do something wrong? That was fantastic.
So that's next week.
It's a shame Keenan's not available.
I'll watch it, but again, I think the Matt Hardy ship has sailed.
I'm totally interested. This could completely bring it back.
Okay.
You think Hurricane Helms is going to pop out of the water?
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
That would be fucking amazing. Dallas pops out and he fucking tells him to believe. There's so many possibilities, dude.
And with Borash doing it,
there's
it could
so
be
many
fucking
possibilities.
Good.
What did you think of the Battle Royal bullshit?
Oh, for the tag titles?
Braun?
It was just confusing. That's what I found it just to be confusing more than anything. I do like that they had a means to an end where they had the whole, like, all the teams came out and beat them up and that it advanced Braun some way, but I'm just really concerned about where they're going to go with Braun. I like
For
that he's involved in this. It's something to do, but
it's not where you kind of wanted him to be going into Mania.
I predicted 2 years ago he was going to main event this WrestleMania.
But there's just been
too much other stuff going on to keep that from happening.
Would you rather him be featured in this or the Battle Royal?
This. Gives him a chance to spotlight being a monster.
I think this.
He just won a Battle Royal last night anyway, so why would they want him to be in another one?
So that was Raw in a nutshell.
Good.
Good.
Overall good show, I thought.
Overall good show. I agree. What do we got here?
Who are there any final words on who else is going in the Hall of Fame? Or
I think that should finish the class.
We have a full class already.
I think so. It's six, right?
Oh, it is six.
Okay, Goldberg, then. The Dudleys,
Ivory,
Jarrett. Hillbilly Jim, Jarrett, and Kid Rock.
No dead person
or Legacy Wing yet.
Well, Legacy, they'll just lump like six people in or something. No dead person yet.
Well, they don't
right?
necessarily always have to. Well, obviously that. But
yeah, they've always done a tag team, a woman, a dead person, a celebrity.
Maybe they didn't need to do a dead person this year.
Oh, and the kid, the sick kid, is going to get the Warrior Award.
Oh, yeah.
WWE released Kimberly, Abby Lath.
Yes.
So she is out.
That's a bummer.
I was like, when was Paige's ex-wife back in the
company? Bobby Fish underwent surgery for minor tears in his ACL and his MCL, and he'll be out of action for 6 months.
Oh, that sucks for him, dude.
They didn't say anything about the tag titles yet.
Well,
the
tape, I don't want to do any spoilers.
Okay, never mind then.
The other rumor, real quick, was the SmackDown tag, the Cruiserweight tag.
Cruiserweights?
That was another possibility they were thinking about.
I said that months ago that they should do
it. They did something with Kalisto and
Lince Dorado.
Yeah, as a tag team. Or no,
Lince and they did Tommy and Tozawa.
Yes.
And they also teased like the Lucha House Party, which is Kalisto, Lince Dorado, and Grand Metalik.
Okay. So if Drew Gulak doesn't win the Cruiserweight title, he's going to go back to jobbing for the champs with fucking Tony Nese.
Well,
he choked out Tony Nese.
Yeah, don't put the cart in front of the horse yet. He's got a mean streak, and Drake Maverick gave it to him.
Fuck yeah.
Tony Nese, very underrated theme song, by the way.
The Rich Swan saga.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've been keeping up on this.
He gave up all of his bookings and he's thinking about retiring, right?
At first, he was going to fulfill his bookings and then retire, but now apparently he's given up all his bookings.
I've seen a lot of stuff on Instagram and the posters don't include him anymore for like Game Changer, I think he was supposed to work, or CZW.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The Impact show last week, it drew 325,000. So down from the 365,000, and Sami Callihan is taking that Eddie Edwards unprofessional, I'm not safe to work with thing to a whole nother
level.
He's
going nuts with it.
He's going nuts. He's got fucking t-shirts. He is really hitting a home run. So props
no
to Sami Callihan. Exactly.
WWE. That's all thanks to Jim Cornette giving him fucking static too about it.
Yes. The WWE Network will be adding WCW Thunder on March 19th.
Oh, great. Another waste of bandwidth.
So... how rude.
Thunder's fucking awful, dude.
Come on.
Thunder's awful. Roadblock versus fucking Kurt Hennig in the main event.
That's awesome.
No,
it's so true.
We covered
the house that Chris Adams built.
225. The Battle Royal.
You notice fucking Stagger Lee Marshall wasn't having Thunder parties?
Yeah. Well, he was on the road. The Road Report.
Ugh.
But he ended up being the commentator for that show, right?
Yeah.
I think that really covers news and notes and everything.
All right.
I think we covered pretty much everything else throughout the show.
Do you guys want to cover some Moolah stuff next week? We'll do some research.
Yeah.
Here's something I want to throw out.
Where are we going to be next? Oh, we can talk about that off the air.
Yeah. Real quick, because we got to get off. We're up against 9. You're going to love this. Radioactive Metal. They do a segment every week. No, and I think this is a good idea.
Called Tony's Blowjobs.
Okay, we could call it that if you want.
Can we do what we call it?
They have a segment. Yes, all right, let's call it Tony's Blowjob. They have a segment called Your Weekly Metal Fix. And every week, each one of them talks about something that they did that was metal. Whether they bought a new album or listened to some other old album or went to a concert. I'm thinking it's not a bad idea. Like, hey, I watched such and such pay-per-view on the network this week, and here's something that I never knew about. Or, hey, I was doing some research today, and I came across this, and I found this to be interesting. That might spark some, like, conversation.
I'll throw it out there right now. I've been watching a lot of the WWE old school, like, the house shows from the Garden and stuff. And I didn't realize Pistol Pez Watley was a WWE jobber before he was a WCW jobber.
There you go. Stuff like that. Just a little, like, 2 or 3 minutes maybe every week. And then, something to throw it out there.
Some of those
even
shows
people
are
if they
bad.
If like the listeners, we can get them involved. If they check something out or saw something they want to give it to us, maybe we could bring it up on the show.
Yeah, give it to us.
Not a bad idea, right?
No, I like it. It's a good conversation that could have been had off the air.
I wanted to bring the fuck you all. Alright, fuck it, I'm done.
Bickety bang.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks.
I am the world. You idiots.
Fucking quiz!
Kevin is doing comedy this Saturday night down in Atlantic City. Kevin, hit that plug, baby.
That's right. Actually, before Atlantic City, tomorrow night, back in my hometown of West Orange, New Jersey, the Joke Barrel Club on Main Street, Saturday night, with McDonald and Carney, KP Burke. And that's in Atlantic City at the Showboat, baby. It's
I had music all queued up.
6 o'clock show.
Well, music, go ahead.
So it's a bus trip, but you don't have to be on the bus. I know we have a lot of friends down in South Jersey. If you wanted to show up to the show, I think it's like $20. So that gets you right in.
You don't have to be on the bus. You could do like they do in India and hang off the side.
Dude, it's a night in AC. Have some fun.
Yeah, fucking
do, like, I'm going to be pretty fucking drunk on that show. It's a bus trip.
And guess what? Water's wet.
That's a good point. Very good point. And then the 25th, again with KP Burke over at Stage 4 Comedy at Tierney's in Montclair. That's a good time as well. So,
well, there you go. Yeah.
Keep them busy.
Awesome.
And you heard the plugs in the middle of the show when we took our break. So.
Yeah, we are the Shining Wizards, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. ShiningWizards.com is the website. It's where you can listen to all our past episodes, hit the archive, check out all the cool wrestlers and friends of ours that rock our t-shirts, check out the pictures of us in studio with a lot of our friends in the wrestling business. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast, Instagram, Wizards Podcast. I don't even know what. Oh, facebook.com/wizardspodcast.
Everything/wizardspodcast.
Everything/wizardspodcast. I'm sure Mike Bennett is very excited that Kid Rock is going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
He just posted something on Twitter
because he's a big fan of the Kid Rock.
Is he?
Good.
We'll be back next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock on the rant, rantemradio.com. I hope we went 3 minutes over and
we
the rant started and you're not listening to them. You're listening
to
us.
Sorry, guys.
And if you're not, stay tuned. The rant's coming up next. If you're listening to podcast form, thanks for joining us. Fuck you, dude, because you're fucking talking like forever over there.
He just moolahed you.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Ah, moolah me.
Pay me my rent, you cocksucker.
Can we sing along to Kid Rock?
No.
Can we end every show in a sing-along?
No.
I'll print lyrics.
Print these nuts.
You love that Jeff Jarrett song.
Whatever happened to the midget that was with him? Didn't he die?
Yes.
Yeah, Josie.
Yeah. Are they going to honor him?
Yeah.
Are you going to take their cocks out and say motherfucker every other word during the acceptance speech?
I think he just grabbed his groin. I don't think he ever actually took it out.
He probably couldn't. It's too fucking small. I couldn't find it.
Good night, everyone. Do you think midgets have really tiny penises?
Yes.
Or they have like
otherwise they'd fall over.
From their penis?
Yeah, dude. It's a fucking heavy cock, dude.
Makes a good point.
Yeah, but I heard Wee Willie Wilson's got a fucking schnozzle.
Yeah, but if a midget weighs like 110 pounds, how much does his cock can't weigh that much?
Oh, Matt's weighing midgets now?
I'm just saying, if he has a
110 pounds.
That's a pretty heavy midget.
Yeah, if he has like a 2 pound cock, he's good.
It's gotta be a frumpy
midget. He's got a 60 pound head.
It's like a hornswoggle.
I mean, how much do you think your cock weighs? It doesn't weigh that much. It's not gonna tip you over. I think midgets, they have normal penises.
Good night, everyone.
I think midgets.